the following is a presentation of DRG Media Group Sports. You're listening to coverage of area high school sports on 94.5 KPLO. You can also listen or watch coverage online at drgnews.com. Now, here's Darren Boyle.
Hi, and a very good evening to you. We welcome you to Frisco, South Dakota, where tonight we bring you coverage round two of the South Dakota High School football playoffs here on KPLO. We present to you the matchup tonight between the Castlewood Warriors and the Lyman Raiders. Our coverage of regional high school sports on KPLO is brought to you by Potsdam's agency, State Farm Insurance, by the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, the May Adam Law Firm, Avera Orthopedics, the South Dakota Attorney General's Division of Consumer Protection, Riverview Power Sports in Oklahoma, Agtegra, My Right Seed, the Golden Buffalo Casino, CHS River Plains, and Darren Boyle Sales. Coverage of regional high school sports on KPLO is also brought to you by Wagner Auto, Titan Machinery, Kimball Livestock, Venture Communications, and the Jet Lanes. Tonight's coverage of regional high school football is also being brought to you by CarSwap, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram, Fisher Rounds and Associates, Access Health of Fresho and Kennebec, Byrie Brothers, Bowie Foods, Chamberlain Ready Mix, Swenson Cowan Dental Office, by Kennebec Telephone, BJ's Food Center, Room and Ag, Halverson Oil, the Dakota Prairie Bank, and the South Dakota High School Activities Association. John Neff is our technical director at DRG Media Group's World Headquarters. I'm Darren Boyle. We thank you for joining us tonight for, our coverage of regional high school football. Round two of the 9A football playoffs. We will have you here this evening. Lyman, the number two overall seed of the 9A playoff field. Victory over Oldham Ramona Rutland, 50-0 last Thursday night. They take on a Castlewood club that is the number seven overall seed. They were at home in their football playoff game last week. They knocked off Timberlake by a final score of 26-0. These two teams do have a common opponent in Oldham Ramona Rutland. Castlewood played Oldham Ramona Rutland earlier in the regular season and defeated them by a score of 55-0. We expect things to match up very well here this evening. You could not ask for a better night for high school football on the final Thursday evening in October. Temperature in the mid-50s as we approach kickoff. Just a slight, and I mean slight, whisper of wind. And it's going to be a great night for high school football here tonight. This is the pregame show brought to you by Potsdam State Farm Insurance. The South Dakota Office of Highway Safety celebrates being part of the team. They remind you to buckle up every trip and every time. Let's take a three-minute break. We'll have more as our pregame is underway. We're back after this on KPLO.
For over 100 years, State Farm Insurance has been there to help whenever you need them. The team at Potsdam State Farm is your Central South Dakota good neighbor. While technology may have changed, you can always expect top-notch customer service from Potsdam State Farm. They'll take care of all of your insurance and financial service needs, where good neighbor service is their continued priority. Potsdam State Farm Insurance, with offices in Pierre and Gregory.
There's an app for everything, including high school sports from the stations of DRG Media Group. Download the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino from the App Store or Google Play. It takes only a moment, so you'll have it in time for this game. See live and archived video of all games. And when you select your favorite station during the live stream, the video will immediately pop up. See Central South Dakota High School Sports on your phone or mobile device with the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino. Download it now at the App Store or Google Play.
Wagner Auto Company, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer and peer, is your transportation headquarters in Central South Dakota. With a great selection of new Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep vehicles, and a large selection of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. View their entire inventory at WagnerAuto.com. Experience the Wagner Auto difference for yourself by letting them help you with your next set of wheels. Wagner Auto Company in Pier.
For a better repair option at a better than new price, choose Case IH remanufactured parts. Titan Machinery, your Case IH dealer, understands the value of choice and offers a wide selection of Case IH remanufactured parts. They aren't just repaired or recycled, they're remanufactured. They've been examined, restored, and tested to meet or beat original performance specs. And the best part is, they cost 20 to 40% less than new. That's a smart choice. Case IH remanufactured parts. Visit Titan Machinery today and find out if they're right for you.
The future of our region lies in the young people who are involved in athletics, music, art, and drama, and the many other activities in our schools. Kimball Livestock Exchange in Kimball congratulates everyone that contributes and competes. We're proud of you all and happy to support the many activities in our schools. Kimball Livestock Exchange has a sale every Tuesday. For sale information or to consign, call the barn at 778-6211.
There's Thursday Night Lights and all of the weekend highlights, but nothing beats Monday nights with Monday Night Football on Venture High Def TV. You'll catch all of the action Monday, October 31st. Tune in to ESPN Channel 21 as the Bengals head to First Energy Stadium to take on the Browns at 7 p.m. Venture Communications, your home for ESPN and Monday Night Football. Call Venture Communications today for high def TV service and more. Call 605-852-2224.
We get ready for our football playoff matchup as we are about 15 minutes away from kickoff between the Lyman Raiders and Castlewood Warriors. Lots of high school football to talk about here this evening. The three bigger schools, 11AA, AAA, and 11A schools, they start their playoff rounds starting this evening. So everybody is in action. In 11AAA, Sioux Falls Jefferson takes on Sioux Falls Washington tonight. Sioux Falls Lincoln, they host Brandon Valley. O'Gorman hosts Rapid City Stevens. That game just about to get underway, along with Sioux Falls Roosevelt taking on Harrisburg. In 11AA tonight, the number one seed, Pierre Governors, they host Sturgis tonight at Phil Troutner Stadium in Hollister Field in Pierre. That game on River 92-7 this evening. Other games in the 11AA playoffs, Yankton hosting Brookings. Watertown is at T area. And Spearfish is at Aberdeen Central. In 11A, Del Rapids is hosting Lenox tonight. Del Rapids, the number one seed in 11A. Sioux Falls Christian hosts Dakota Valley. Madison is at West Central. Canton is at Beersford. In 11B, winner continues to roll. They will be at home tonight hosting Duel. This is their second round game. Mount Vernon Plankington hosting McCook Central Montrose tonight. Hot Springs is on the road. They are at Dakota Bank Stadium in Aberdeen to take on Aberdeen Roncalli. Redfield is at Elk Point Jefferson. In 9AA football tonight, out in Wall, the Wall Eagles, the number one overall seed in the 9AA playoffs, they host Bonham tonight. Hampson is at Hamlin. Freeman Marion, Freeman Academy, is at Elkton Lake Benton and Parkston is at Howard. In 9A, the other side of the bracket here, Warner, the number one overall seed, hosting ninth seed Canastota. Harding County and Bison up in Buffalo, they will play this evening as Phillip is at Harding County Bison. Gregory hosting Woolsey Wessington is the other matchup in 9A. In 9B, number one seed Harriet Selby, they are at home as they host Avon. That game on KMLO tonight. Sully Buttes, the number four seed, is hosting Irene Wakanda this evening. That game is on KMLO. Harriet Selby and Avon, I believe, is on Star 99 FM this evening. Hitchcock Dulaire hosting Del Rapids St. Mary's. Kadoka putting together another good playoff run this year. The Cougars are at home. They host Dismet. And we should mention the semifinals of the All-Nations football bracket. Lower Brule will take on Cheyenne Eagle Buttes, Teospatopa. That is on Saturday afternoon at Lower Brule. Teospazina hosts Omaha Nation. That is in the All-Nations B class. And All-Nations A, Todd County, they have earned a spot in the semifinals as well as they host Winnebago, Nebraska. That gets you up to date on what scores that we have for you, and also we'll try to update scores as we work through the evening here tonight. Our pregame show continues. We'll come back with starting lineups. We'll do that after we break for 3 minutes. This is coverage of regional high school football from KPLO.
May Adam Law Firm of Pierre offers superior legal representation. Clients can be assured their legal matter will be handled with expertise and the utmost professionalism. May Adam Law Firm skilled South Dakota lawyers can take care of your family law, estate planning, real estate law, or personal injury. May Adam Law Firm is able to help you plan and prepare to make matters easy now and into the future, too. Call 224-8803. May Adam Law Firm of Pierre, since 1881. Jet Lanes invites you to stop in for some great food and great fun on the lanes. Challenge your friends to a match or just hang out and relax. Jet Lanes serves steaks, burgers, made-to-order pizzas, and much more from their full menu. You can also watch your favorite game. Jet Lanes in Presho, downtown P-Town's number one fun spot and a proud supporter of all area youth in their sports and activities.
So, how are the kids?
Well, Emily made the honor roll.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah, we're really proud of her. Tyler, on the other hand, though.
What's going on?
He's been moody lately, just feeling down and not like himself.
Oh, we've been there. Nick was struggling last spring. He was so anxious and stressed.
Really? What helped?
Well, he joined the soccer team. And ever since, he's been a lot happier. He has more energy, he's less stressed, and he's definitely in a better mood at home. It's made a huge difference.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm glad he's getting out of the house, he's getting some exercise, and he's off his phone for once. It's been good for his mental health.
Sounds like it's been good for your mental health, too.
Participating in South Dakota high school sports improves students' physical and mental health. Encourage your son or daughter to get involved. This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Car Swap Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Chamberlain has a large selection of Ram trucks on the lot. If you're looking for a 1500, they have it. A 2500, they have it. If you're looking for a Bighorn, Rebel, or Laramie, they have it. Some with up to $4,000 in savings. In the market for a new Jeep, they have Jeep Renegades, Compass, Cherokee, and Wagoneer models on the lot. View their inventory at CarSwapChrysler.com. That's Car Swap Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Chamberlain.
You know that feeling? The feeling that things couldn't get any better? It's you at your best. Being your best means owning your health. It means not only meeting your goals, but crushing them, then setting new ones. Partner with an Avera primary care provider. We are right here to help you create health goals so you can feel your best and move forward to your healthiest self. Learn more at avera.org/checkup. Avera, moving health forward.
We get a little bit closer to the kickoff here of this second round 9A football playoff matchup between the Lyman Raiders and Castlewood Warriors. It is time for starting lineups. Starting lineups brought to you by the folks at Avera Orthopedics. And for Castlewood tonight, they will start at quarterback Lane Tweet. He is a junior at 160 pounds. Quincy Thu is the running back for the Warriors. He is a 175-pound junior. Jeremiah Wormsma, a 190-pound senior, will get the start at fullback. The wide receiver is Carson Kerwin. He is a 185-pound senior. They will work with a two tight end alignment. Jackson Schofield, one of those, a 190-pound junior, and Booker Schooley, a 175-pound senior. And they have some size up front. Brian Lowy, his one guard, a 230-pound sophomore. Mason Kimball, the other guard, he is a sophomore at 240 pounds, and Adam Hahn, he is a 185-pound junior. He will get the start at center for the Castlewood Warriors. The Warriors enter the contest tonight with an overall record of 7-2. Their head coach is Doug Rusing. For the Lyman Raiders, they will start at quarterback Tegan Gorneau, a 185-pound senior. Dance Wagner is the running back. He is a 175-pound senior. Kellen Griffin, a 155-pound junior, is the fullback. The wideout, Cooper Long, a senior at 170 pounds. Roy McManus, one tight end, a 185-pound junior, along with Damian Abrahamson, a senior at 190 pounds. And up front, the left guard, Louis Theory, a 230-pound junior. Gunnar Johnson is the right guard. He is a 195-pound senior. And Dalton Moore will get the start at center. Moore is a senior at 265 pounds. As the Lyman Raiders enter the contest with an overall record of 8-1, their head coach is Michael Kiefer. Again, Castlewood with a victory over Timberlake, 26-0 at home, their opening round win here in the 9A playoffs. Lyman, a game we had on KPLO last week. The Raiders took care of business. They knock off Oldham Ramona Rutland. Final in that ball game was 50-0 as Lyman was victorious. We have high school volleyball for you next week as we plan to have semifinal or quarterfinal round action from the as far as the Class B volleyball field is concerned. We'll have volleyball action for you on Tuesday night, volleyball action on Thursday. And if Lyman victorious here, we'll have football next Friday night here in the semifinals of the football playoffs on KPLO. Minnesota Vikings football on KPLO comes your way on Sunday. The Vikings off their bye week will be back at work as they host the Arizona Cardinals at U.S. Bank Stadium. Kickoff scheduled for noon. Vikings pregame at 11 a.m. We are your home for Minnesota Vikings football, 94.5 KPLO. Finally, in our pregame, it is the announcement of our game officials, brought to you by the Office of Attorney General and their Division of Consumer Protection. Our game officials tonight are Casey Hutmaker, Curtis Kelsey, Darby Klein, Tim Pringle, and Steve Schoenhart. The announcement of our game officials comes to you from the Office of Attorney General and their Division of Consumer Protection. And we will take a 60-second break and return as pregame festivities happen here. We're back in 60 seconds on KPLO.
Attorney General Mark Vargo here, reminding you what your rights are when somebody knocks on your door to sell you something. Whether it's at your home or at your business, they're required to give you a 3-day right to cancel or give you a 100% money-back guarantee. With fall and winter fast approaching, our door-to-door salespeople are making a last-ditch effort to make their sales. If you've encountered this type of sale and have questions or concerns, please reach out to my Consumer Protection Division at 800-300-1986.
Is your truck or fleet insurance a one-size-fits-all approach? The commercial line agents at Fisher Rounds & Associates know that each company fleet, owner-operator, or ag producer has unique coverage needs. We understand all the risks and liabilities, so we can create a customized policy that ensures you are fully covered. We're at your service, at your side. Fisher Rounds & Associates, serving your truck insurance needs with offices in Pierre, Mitchell, Rapid City, Sioux Falls, and Watertown.
Back here at Grisho, we are just moments away from the kickoff of this matchup between Lyman and Castlewood as the announcement of starting lineups taking place down on the field. We invite you to stay with us during our post game. We will bring you the KPLO Golden Buffalo Casino big play of the game, and we also will bring you the player of the game. That is brought to you by CHS River Plains. The folks at the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety celebrates being part of the team. They remind you to buckle up every trip and every time. And we would also like to thank those of you joining us worldwide at our website, drgnews.com. This has been the pregame show brought to you by the folks at Potsdamus State Farm Insurance. We'll kick off next on KPLO.
Access Health, Presho and Kennebec welcomes new and established patients, offering chronic and acute care for all ages, including evaluation for illness and injuries, immunizations, lab testing, wellness exams, and DOT and sports physicals. Same-day appointments are available, and most major insurances are accepted. Good luck this season, athletes, from Access Health, Presho and Kennebec, assuring access to quality health care.
Imagine what it would look like if we didn't have companies to haul away our unwanted things.
Ew.
Just take a second to think about it.
Ew.
Not pretty, is it? Byrie Brothers in Chamberlain can and does clean up that picture. They're here to help with all of your disposal needs, whether it's weekly pickup of household trash or you have a special project that needs a large container. Byrie Brothers will help you with whatever you need done. Give them a call at 234-5771. Byrie Brothers in Chamberlain. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call them today.
One thing I don't miss about football, the workouts.
Hi, folks. This is R.F. Bowie, the owner of the Gus Stops and Bowie Foods. I have a lot of great memories playing football for the St. Mary's Cardinals and BHSU Yellow Jackets. The legendary Green Bay Packers coach, Vince Lombardi, said, "If you cheat on the practice field, you'll cheat in the game. If you cheat in the game, you'll cheat the rest of your life. Always give your best and good luck from Gus Stop Convenience Stores and Bowie Foods, where you'll spend less and eat better."
Chamberlain Ready Mix has been serving the Chamberlain area since 1952, providing outstanding customer service on any job. With 8 radio dispatch trucks, you can rest assured they'll have your concrete there on time when you need it. Chamberlain Ready Mix can handle any Ready Mix task with their concrete pumping service, whether it's delivery for a basement, road, or any other concrete need. For all of your Ready Mix needs, contact Chamberlain Ready Mix today, 734-5741, 734-5741. Your family at Swenson Cowan Dental Office. You can rely on Dr. Swenson and Cowan for comprehensive general dentistry, providing an excellent facility with the highest quality dental care. Swenson Cowan Dental Office serves Pierre and the surrounding areas. A friendly local practice offering a calm and comfortable environment. Make an appointment by calling 224-5966, 224-5966. Swenson Cowan Dental Office is proud to support area youth and their activities, cheering them on to victory. Your family at Swenson Cowan Dental Office in Pier.
Kennebec Telephone Company Incorporated and their divisions, Charlie's Welding and Auto Repair, KTC Construction, PowerCom, TCS, and Napa of Chamberlain, proudly support all area youth in their activities. Since 1908, Kennebec Telephone Company has provided the Lyman area with high-speed internet, local and long-distance telephone service, excavating, sprinkler systems, electrical work, computer repair, smart homes and farms, auto and welding repair, and Napa Auto Parts. Call their office and find out what they can do for you.
Local businesses are what shape a community, and BJ's Food Center in Kennebec takes pride in providing the Kennebec area everything you could want from a local grocery store. Fresh produce, hand-cut meats, snacks, and weekly specials throughout the store. Plus, great customer service with a friendly staff to help you find whatever you're looking for. Everybody at BJ's Food Center wishes the Lyman Raiders best of luck in their competition and supports the Raiders in all of their school activities and athletics.
This broadcast of the Lyman Raiders is brought to you in part by Rumen Ag and Pioneer Seeds in Presho. Craig and Logan Rumen proudly support Lyman Raiders athletics and activities. Contact Rumen Ag today for all of your seed, chemical, and crop consulting needs. If you're looking to maximize your yields, Rumen Ag is your local Pioneer Seed dealer. Good luck, Raiders, from Craig and Logan Rumen of Rumen Ag Pioneer Seeds in Presho.
This playoff game has been authorized by special arrangement with the Board of Directors of the South Dakota High School Activities Association. Lyman in their home black uniforms with the red and white numerals and trim. Castlewood with the road white uniforms with blue and gold numerals and trim as the captains get ready to meet up at the midfield stripe and get the coin toss taken care of. And we'll have this football game underway in just a moment. Again, you could not ask for much better weather on the final Thursday of October. Temperature in the mid-50s as we get ready for this matchup. And we talked about a slight whisper of wind earlier when we got this pregame underway. But since it has died down and the flag sitting across from our vantage point hangs limp on the flagpole here in Presho. Should be a great night for football. From our scouting report, of course, we know Lyman well. The Raiders, a team that have been able to run the football and then pass. On the other hand, from what we have been able to gather, Castlewood, a football team that has some athletes on the outside, and they like to push the football downfield. So we'll via the air. So we'll see how all of that sorts out. And for both of these teams, the weather is not going to be a determining factor here this evening. And for both of these teams, the playbook should be wide open. Lyman wins the toss, and they will receive to get this football game underway. And before we kick off, let's pause for station identification. This is coverage of round two of the South Dakota High School football playoffs from KPLO.
Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, KPLO 94.5 Reliance Chamberlain, 100.5 Pier Fort Pier. Be safe, drive smart.
With John F. at DRG Media Group's World Headquarters, I'm Darren Boyle. We thank you for joining us tonight. Our kickoff is brought to you by the region's full-service Bobcat dealer, Riverview Power Sports in Ocoma. Let them order the Bobcat compact equipment that works for you when it comes to travel, work, and fun. Riverview is the name to know for compact equipment, vehicles, boats, and transportation. Learn more at riverviewfamily.com. Tegan Gourneau and Cooper Long back deep to field for the Lyman Raiders as they will work with the sun at their back to start. And Jeremiah Wiersmer will kick off for the Castlewood Warriors, and we are underway here. A high, well, short kick that will be fielded by Long. He'll bring it up from the 25 and a well-executed, sure-handed tackle at the 30-yard line, and Lyman will go no further than that. A nice tackle made. Booker Schooley, the senior, makes the play upfield, and a good open field tackle made. The Raiders will start drive number one from the 30-yard line. They'll have it there, first down and 10. The Raiders, in their game against Oldham Lamona Rutland, scored on the first play of scrimmage last week. Here, they will line up in an I formation set as Tegan Gourneau will work under center. Long is a wide receiver to the left. Handoff and up the middle. This is running back, Tance Wagner. And Wagner, but some nice blocking up front. Wagner will bring the football up to the midfield stripe. They'll cross the midfield stripe. And he is down at the 41-yard line. Castlewood chasing that play as Jeremiah Wiersma and others in there to make the stop. But a big gain on first down. Pickup of 21 for the Raiders. And they'll have a first and 10 in Castlewood territory. From the left hash mark, they will work here. Another I formation look. Long as a wide receiver this time to the right side of the formation, which is the wide side of the field. They'll pitch to Wagner again off tackle. Wagner right up the middle. Penalty marker down as Wagner fight for yardage. He gets inside the 45 and down to the 43-yard line. But let's sort things out and check the penalty, which happened at the beginning of the play. So let's sort things out. And it looks like it is going to be a penalty against Lyman. Looks like it's going to be a 10-yard holding penalty. So the Raiders penalized back to their own territory to the 44-yard line. And they'll have it there, first down and 10, as they change up some personnel. Braden Oldenkamp will check into the contest. Tegan Gourneau was over at the sidelines talking to head coach Michael Kiefer. He'll get the play call, and the Raiders will approach the line of scrimmage. We're a minute deep into quarter number two, or number one. Again from the left hash mark, a pistol formation look this time. Two receivers each side of the formation. Wagner or McManus in the backfield as they'll work to Cooper Long. He'll look for some running room on the end around. Tries to turn it up. Will not find much. And that play was strung out well by the Castlewood defense as Quincy Thu and others were over there to make the stop. No gain on the play. And it will bring up a second down and 16 yards to go situation for Lyman. So that holding penalty after the Raiders were able to pick up positive yardage in the first couple plays from scrimmage, that penalty flag moves them back, and now they face a second down and long situation. From the right hash mark this time, again with a four wide receiver look, Gourneau, the quarterback, will wait to snap, take it. He'll call his own numbers. He heads upfield, breaks a tackle, and then another into Castlewood territory once again, and he'll dive forward and get the football to the 44-yard line. That makes it a manageable third down situation. It'll be about third and 7 after a 9-yard pickup there by the quarterback, Tegan Gourneau. And again, Castlewood doing a good job of staying at home. They do have some size up front. A couple trap plays early for Lyman for positive yardage. One of them, of course, called back on a holding penalty. But Lyman has not been able to run to the outside, as Castlewood's been able to string those plays out well. Again, four receivers in the pattern. Gourneau back to pass. He'll swing it upfield. It is caught, and that's Cooper Long. He knows where the sticks were, and he got there and got inside the 40 and down to the 37-yard line. That's enough for a first down as they move the football deeper into Warrior territory, and they'll place the football there at the 37-yard line. They needed 7, got 9, and that is more than enough for a first down, and the clock continues to roll. Raiders with play number 5 of this drive upcoming as they hustle up to the line of scrimmage. Long to the near side of the wide receiver, an I formation look this time for the Raiders. As Gorno pitches back, Wagner looking for running room. Wagner fighting for yardage, grabbed and pulled back and brought down after a short gain. And that Castlewood defense there with a sure-handed tackle, number 41, that is Byron Lowy, 6'8", 230. He was able to get a hold of Tance Wagner and bring him down after a gain of 4, which will bring up a second down and 6-yard-to-go situation. Raiders working from right to left, from west to east here in this east-west facing field in Presho. Gorno, the quarterback, will work under center this time. Long split out wide to the right side. From the center of the field this time, Gorno with a long count. Takes the snap, back to Wagner it comes. Wagner trying to break tackles, and he'll carry would-be defender, would-be tackler a little bit forward, but still short of the first down. He'll bring the football to the 31-yard line, and that will bring up a third down. We'll call it 4-yard-to-go situation for the Raiders. And Lyman probably in 4-down territory here, as deep as they are in Castlewood territory. This drive started back in their own 30-yard line, the 7th play of this opening drive of the ball game that has chewed up nearly 4.5 minutes off the opening quarter clock. Gorno again will walk him to the line of scrimmage. This time he'll show a pistol look, kind of an inverted wishbone or a double wing, I guess, depending on how you look at it. Back to Gorno it comes. He'll run, needs a block, doesn't get one, tries to fight out of a tackle, and he cannot get away. And Castlewood making a nice defensive play. Carson Kerwin, Quincy Thu in there to make the stop. And they give a generous spot to Tegan Gorno as they give him forward progress to the 30. Still short of the first down by about 2 yards, and it's a long 2 yards at that. And it's decision time for the Lyman Raiders as the clock rolls inside of 7 minutes remaining in this opening quarter. And now Michael Kiefer talking to one of the officials, and now an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty is going to be whistled on the Raider bench. Not exactly sure what they were having the conversation about, but it was a heated enough conversation we could hear it in the booth, and that is really going to now we'll see what the Raiders do here. I think they were trying to change up some personnel, and they weren't allowed to, and now the Raiders looks like they are going to try to use a timeout here in a fourth down situation. So they will take a timeout here as the clock runs down to 6:13 remaining in the opening quarter as we are scoreless in the opening drive of the football game between Castlewood and Lyman. Let's take a 30-second break and return on KPLO.
Halverson Oil in Kennebec would like to say good luck to everyone competing in this year's school activities. They also invite you to stop in before or after the game for premium diesel, gas, or premium 91 octane to get you back on the road. Their full C-store offers a wide variety of snacks for the family and a large selection of drinks to keep your athletes hydrated. Have fun this school year and stay safe. Halverson Oil is a proud sponsor of the Lyman Raiders in all their activities.
Timeouts are brought to you by Integra. Acres Ahead maximizes your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Integra cooperative today. Tegan Gorno is on the bench. I think what happened is he either had an equipment issue or maybe a slight injury issue, and he tried to check out of the ballgame, couldn't check out, did not get an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty, although got a bench warning. And now, with a backup quarterback, the Raiders are going to go for it on fourth down, and with a second effort, the Raiders might be close. Kellen Griffin was the ball carrier, handling quarterback duties on that one play with Braden Oldenkamp, and it's going to be very close. They're going to bring out the chains. They will place the football, and this is a big, big measurement here in this opening drive of the football game for the Lyman Raiders. Inside the 30, they mark it. We'll call it the 27, which is just about where they need to be. as the chains will come out from the far side. And we'll see if the Raiders can keep this drive moving, as they have used nearly half of the clock in this opening quarter. Or if Castlewood makes a defensive stand and has the football, and it is just enough for a first down. From our vantage point, I couldn't tell until we got the signal from the official whether it was a first down or not, but they did make it, and the Raiders are able to keep this drive going. As Tegan Gourneau re-enters the ballgame, Braden Oldenkamp will come back in as well, but he will be a wide receiver and not the quarterback for the Raiders. Tance Wagner will split out wide to the right side of the formation. Long and Oldenkamp to the left side. Also, Kellen Griffin splits out there as well. In the backfield, Roy McManus with the quarterback, Tegan Gourneau. On a first down and 10 situation from the 27. Gourneau throws it upfield. This is Cooper Long, the reception made inside the 25 into the 24. So a short gain there. And good, a sure-handed tackling, Quincy Thu and others in there to make the stop. Brooker Schooley over there as well. And you have not seen, or we have not seen, Lyman run out of many tackles so far in this opening drive. Castlewood, a very sure-handed tackling football team. Raiders on a second down, six-yard-to-go situation after they gave the Raiders 4 yards on that first down play. Same formation again. This time Gourneau will keep it himself, and he'll get inside the 20 and down to the 19. He will be close to first down yardage. And I think that option is there for Gourneau as they spread the field and forces the Castlewood defense to spread out. But he could basically run on just about, he has the green light to do so, we should say, to run on every situation. Read the defense. Of course, Gourneau, a four-year starter at quarterback, knows how to get the job done and knows how to handle things in a big game situation like we have here tonight. Gain of about two is short of the first down, but Gourneau will just call the quick count, and the quarterback sneak should move the chains and will pick up a first down. Clock down to 4:35 remaining in the opening quarter, and now it'll run again as the chains are set. Raiders with the football at their own 18, or at the Castlewood 18-yard line. Play number 14 of this drive as Lyman will bring the play in from the sideline, and Lyman will approach the line of scrimmage. Long and Oldenkamp split out wide to the right. Wagner and Griffin to the left side of the formation. McManus alongside Gourneau is back to pass. They'll sling it upfield. Pass is caught. Cooper Long with the reception. They're sending Oldenkamp deep. Long on the outside runs down the sideline, forces a defensive back to backpedal, and then Long comes back to the football, and it's a timing route. And Gourneau was able to throw it on the button and inside the 10 down to the 9-yard line. They make the reception, and it's short of the first down, but it'll be second down and short. So the Raiders with the football just inside the 10. We'll call it the 9-yard line. Inside of 4 minutes remain in the opening quarter. That play by Long, he was out of bounds after he made the catch, so that stopped the clock. They'll snap it back. This is Gourneau looking for running room, tripped up behind the line of scrimmage. He breaks a tackle, fights for yardage, gets inside the 5, and he is close. Is he in? Yes, he is in. Tegan Gourneau with a 9-yard touchdown run. And the Raiders on the board first with the at 3:50 remaining in the opening quarter. Raiders score on a very time-consuming, very long drive. 70 yards and 15 plays, and a big two-point conversion is upcoming. Raiders will split everybody over to the right hash mark. They'll try to overload that short side. They go back to McManus. Rory running the football is going to be stood up and pushed back, and a nice defensive play made there by Castlewood. The Warriors' Brooker Schooley was the first one there. The two-point conversion is no good, but the Raiders cap off the opening drive with points. And with 3:50 remaining in the opening quarter, it is Lyman 6 and Castlewood 0. We're back with the Raider kickoff in 60 seconds on KPLO.
The staff at Dakota Prairie Bank is proud to support our young athletes in tonight's game. This time of year isn't just busy for them, but moms and dads and other sports fans as well. So when you're on the go, Dakota Prairie Bank provides services that make banking simpler for you, like their online banking. It's quick and convenient and a big help during this busy time of year. Good luck to all the participants from your fans at Dakota Prairie Bank, located in Fort Pierre with branches in Presho, Draper, and White River. Member FDIC.
Dakota Prairie Bank.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Dalton Moore with a line drive kickoff that Castlewood will field and then bobble at their own 20-yard line, working on the return, staying on his feet. The Castlewood return man, that is Quincy Thue, and Thue with the return out to the 41-yard line. So Castlewood with good field position to start their opening drive. The Raiders go 70 yards in 15 plays. Tegan Gourneau's 9-yard touchdown run puts the Raiders on the board first. Now Castlewood will get their first touch of the football. Junior quarterback Lance Tweet brings the Warriors to the line of scrimmage. And they will work with two receivers near side as they work from the right hash mark. Kind of a shotgun formation as they pitch back. It's a direct snap to the running back and the Raiders to play that well. Carson Kerwin received the direct snap, but the Raiders were there defensively. Getting over there, Kellen Griffin to make the stop, and Castlewood will lose a couple back to the 39-yard line, and it will be a second down and 12-yard-to-go situation. One updated score, Irene Wakanda leading Sully Buttes. They are in the opening quarter. It is Irene Wakanda 8, Sully Buttes 0. And now on a second down and 12 situation, Castlewood will hand the football off. And this is Carson Kerwin, and Kerwin with a nice run. Gets up across the 45 to the 46, 46-and-a-half-yard line or so. Picks about 8 yards there. It'll be third down and 4 upcoming for Castlewood. As the Warriors, in and out of the huddle in a hurry, will bring the football to the line of scrimmage. A full house backfield, that wishbone look. As the ball loose and a bad snap, Lane Tweet just did not have it cleanly, and it hits the turf. Castlewood has to pile back on top of it, and it's fourth down and 5. And we'll see what Castlewood does here at their own 45-yard line. But my goodness, they were able to do some things. Looked like they were going to be moving the football. Try to put together a drive to match Lyman's, but that bad exchange between the quarterback and center makes it fourth down at 5 and puts Castlewood in a punting situation as Jeremiah Wiersma stands back at his own 34-yard line to get ready to punt this football away. Cooper Long stands back at his 25 to field, and this is a good punt that will take a Castlewood roll. Long will field and save a couple yards, but get the football to the 21-yard line, and that is all. And the Raiders have the football first down and 10 with it officially at the 21-yard line. 6-0, Lyman has the lead. A minute 37 remains here in quarter number one. And as we mentioned, a beautiful night for high school football here. Round two of the South Dakota High School football playoffs. When we have a moment, we'll update a few more scores for you. A lot of games were 6 o'clock Central Time kickoffs like ours were here, but more games were scheduled to tip off or kickoff, we should say, at 7 o'clock. So the Raiders with their second possession of the ball game. Oldenkamp, a receiver near side. Long will split out wide to the right as Oldenkamp goes in motion. Back to pass, Gourneau trying to set up a screen. That screen is there, and here is Wagner on the move at the 25, 30, 35, 40, midfield, needs a block, cuts it back, and he is on the move, and he is gone. That is 79 yards, and that is a touchdown for the Lyman Raiders. We are looking for a penalty flag, and apparently there is, as they're going to bring this play back. And the Raiders, it took a while for that screen to get set up, and Wagner needed a block at midfield and got it, but let's sort things out here. And it's going to be against Lyman, and this will take a touchdown off the board. And a costly penalty for Lyman. They had one that almost thwarted that opening drive, a 10-yard holding penalty. The Raiders eventually were able to convert. But the penalty flag sets at the 36-yard line. And if we go from there and mark it back, this will turn out to be a short gain for Lyman. Their second 10-yard penalty, and apparently a holding penalty here that will redo first down, but it'll be first and four. But more costly than anything for Lyman is the fact that it takes points off the board. 6-0 is our score as Lyman does lead. A minute 10 remains in the opening quarter as the clock runs, and Lyman has definitely controlled the time of possession stat here in this first quarter of football. Wagner, the deep back in the I formation. They'll pitch to him. Wagner with it, and he brings the football forward and gets past the 25 up to the 27, 28-yard line. Picks up about three, and a third down and 2 yard to go situation is upcoming. The Raiders, well, pardon me, it's not third and two, it's second and two. The penalty on first down, again, 10 yards from the spot of the foul. That's why they move it back, and that's why the Raiders had a first and six situation there. Raiders will walk to the line of scrimmage on what probably will be the final play of this opening quarter. Gourneau under center. Again, they'll go to Wagner, and penalty flags fly. This play is blown dead. And we're going to have a false start whistled against Lyman. So the 5-yard penalty will mark the football back to the 24-yard line. And it will be second down and seven. And now the Raiders, if they choose not to, can let the clock wind down and close out this opening quarter, and it appears that they will do just that. Scoreboard from Darren Boyle Sales. Check out the large selection of new and used farm equipment at the lot on Sale Barn Road in Fort Pierre. Like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page or shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com. 6-0, Lyman leads Castlewood. And we're back in 1 minute on KPLO.
Car Swap Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Chamberlain has a large selection of Ram trucks on the lot. If you're looking for a 1500, they have it. A 2500, they have it. If you're looking for a Bighorn, Rebel, or Laramie, they have it. Some with up to $4,000 in savings. In the market for a new Jeep? They have Jeep Renegades, Compass, Cherokee, and Wagoneer models on the lot. View their inventory at CarSwapChrysler.com. That's Car Swap Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Chamberlain.
Is your truck or fleet insurance a one-size-fits-all approach? The commercial line agents at Fisher Rounds & Associates know that each company fleet, owner-operator, or ag producer has unique coverage needs. We understand all the risks and liabilities, so we can create a customized policy that ensures you are fully covered. We're at your service, at your side. Fisher Rounds & Associates, serving your truck insurance needs with offices in Pierre, Mitchell, Rapid City, Sioux Falls, and Watertown.
Selby with a 14-0 lead over Avon. Irene Wakanda and Sully Mutes. It's 8-6 Irene Wakanda. They are in the opening quarter. The other game's getting underway later. The 9A scores, Lyman leading Castlewood. The other games will start at 7 o'clock. Nobody in the 9AA ranks underway as of yet. We'll check the 11-man scores in just a moment here. Second down, and we'll call it 6 yards to go for the Raiders as they pitch back. Rory McManus trying to turn the corner, and Castlewood with a nice defensive play again. Another good, sure-handed tackle by Quincy Thu. He makes the stop, and it will be no gain on the play, and it will bring up a third down and 6 yard to go situation. In the 11B playoffs, Elk Point and Jefferson lead Redfield. Winner and Duel are tied at 8. At Elk Point, Jefferson Redfield game is 14-0. Hot Springs on the road leading Aberdeen Roncalli. That is a 7-0 score. 11A, games not underway yet. Aberdeen Central leading Spearfish in 11AA. That is a 13-0 score. Big third down for Lyman. Back to pass, Gorno. Looking, going to fire the deep ball. Throws it short, and it's intercepted and dropped. Quincy Thu had it. He read the play very well. Gorno rolling to his right, trying to throw the football downfield, and did not get enough on it as he threw it short. And Thu had the opportunity to make the play, but could not hang on to it. And the Raiders will be forced to punt the football away, and the penalties, two of them in this drive, has not helped the cause for Lyman on this second possession. Now they will have to punt the football away, and Castlewood will wind up with a lot better field position for their second possession of the contest. Tegan Gorno in punt formation, as he'll punt it away, and it's blocked. Loose football. Gorno has it. He picks it up on the run, fires it upfield. It's an incomplete pass, and they're going to call intentional grounding there, I believe. And if they do that, they were close to the goal line. Is that a safety? So the officials are going to have to confer about this one, and it is a safety. So Castlewood blocks the punt, first of all. Tegan Gorno picks up the loose football, and as he was trying to run away from trouble, he was caught well behind the end zone and tried to throw the football upfield, but he was in the grasp of a Castlewood defender, and that's intentional grounding. You do that in the end zone, that's a safety, and Castlewood scores their first 2 points of the ball game. And now Lyman will have to kick the football off, and Castlewood will get the football back. And we'll do all that. The Raiders will kick it away in 30 seconds. You're listening to coverage of regional high school football from KPLO.
Access Health, Presho, and Kennebec welcomes new and established patients, offering chronic and acute care for all ages, including evaluation for illness and injuries, immunizations, lab testing, wellness exams, and DOT and sports physicals. Same-day appointments are available, and most major insurances are accepted. Good luck this season, athletes, from Access Health, Presho, and Kennebec, assuring access to quality health care.
Harriet Selby has extended their lead on Avon. It is now 14-0. They have ended the first quarter up in Harriet. Here we are early in quarter number two. It is 6-2. Lyman leads the Raiders. Had a punt blocked, and then the punter, Tegan Gorno, was called for intentional grounding as he tried to throw the football out of the end zone, as he was in a whole lot of trouble back there. And now the Raiders will kick off from the 20 as Dalton Moore has it teed up. And we talked about Castlewood getting good field position after the punt. They will get good field position here as the kickoff is fielded. Carson Kerwin with it, and Kerwin with the return into Lyman territory and down to the Raider 45-yard line. And Castlewood will have their second drive of the ball game begin right there, and we have an injured Castlewood player down over on the far side. And that will stop play here with 10:52 remaining in the second quarter. Again, it is a 6-2 lead for Castlewood. As again, we'll update scores. Aberdeen Central, as we mentioned, leading Spearfish 13-0. The other playoff games are 7 o'clock kickoffs. And 11 AAA, Sioux Falls Jefferson leading Sioux Falls Washington 35-7. They are in the third quarter. Sioux Falls O'Gorman leading Rapid City Central, or Stevens, 13-7. That is starting the second quarter. Harrisburg leading Sioux Falls Roosevelt at the end of the opening quarter or period, 7-6. And the 11A, again, 7 o'clock kickoff for all the 11A schools. And 11B, Hot Springs leading Aberdeen Run College 7-0. Elk Point Jefferson leading Redfield 21-0. Winner and Duel are tied at 8 down in Winner. The 9AA field, all the 9AA playoff games are all 7 o'clock kickoffs, so they're not underway yet. Lyman and Castlewood is the only 6 o'clock kickoff game in the 9A field, and again it's 6-2 here. And then 9B, Harriet Selby leading Avon 14-0. Irene Wakanda leading Sully Buttes. That is 8-6 as they start the second quarter. And again, an injured Castlewood player down over on the far side as he is tended to. And we will take a pause as well. 10:52 remains in the third quarter. First half, 6-2 is our score as Lyman leads Castlewood. And now the injured player for Castlewood, that's Carson Kerwin. He was the one that ran the kickoff back. Will get up and walk off the field under his own power, and that is good to see. And the Warriors will start this drive here from their own 45-yard line. As both teams were allowed to take a little bit of a break here, and now both teams are out on the field as they get ready to go to work. Castlewood, we expected to throw the football a lot. We have not seen a lot of passing from the Warriors as of yet. And again, they'll line up in a wishbone formation. From the right hash mark, their quarterback Lane Tweed takes the snap, hands it off, and this is Quincy Thu, and the ball carrier picks up about 4 yards as he moves it forward and down to the 41-yard line. A gain of 4 will bring up a second down and 5 yard to go situation. Castlewood will show a pistol look this time. Two receivers to the right side, man in motion there. That's through the quick pitch, and Quincy trying to turn it up, and good pursuit by the Lyman Raider defense. Gunnar Johnson and Rory McManus make the stop. Thu is stopped behind the line of scrimmage. He'll lose yardage back to the 44-yard line. He'll lose about 3 yards on that play, and it will bring up a third down and 8 situation. So for the most part, on this perfect night for football, so far a great night for weather, and neither team has really tried to exploit the passing game like we thought they might. Castlewood with bunch receivers left side. Tweet back to pass. Has time, steps up, fires it. The pass is caught. Breaking a tackle, Colby Davis. He'll have the first down inside the 30 and down to the 28-yard line as Joe Decker with the reception as he moves the football deeper into Lyman territory down to the 29-yard line. Raiders had defended the play, but did not make the tackle, and that allowed Castlewood to move the chains and pick up a first down. We are at the 9-minute mark of this second quarter. It is a 6-2 lead for Lyman, as Lane Tweet will direct some traffic. Two receivers each way. Tweet will work out of an empty backfield. Back to pass, pressure comes. Deep ball thrown, and it's incomplete. Quincy Thu was open as he ran the post route, and he got away from the would-be defender, showed some good quickness there, and the pass was just thrown too far out in front and incomplete, and it will bring up second down and 10. So Castlewood with their first pass attempt of the night. It was there, but the pass just overthrown and incomplete. And now Castlewood with a second down and 10 situation, one of the few occasions in this first half where we have had the clock stop. Two receivers each way for Castlewood. Again, Tweet will work out of an empty backfield. This time there's pressure, and he'll run, and he'll get tripped up and brought down behind the line of scrimmage. Riker Scholl made the shoestring tackle on Tweet, who just about got away. But Scholl realized he was losing the foot race, just dove and grabbed an ankle and was able to bring down Tweet. A big loss in the play back to the 40-yard line, and it'll be third down and 20 as the Warriors need to move the football inside the Raider 20-yard line to move the chains. But again, at this position of the field, you're probably in four-down territory. So Castlewood doesn't need it all here as they will bunch three receivers to the left side of the formation and back to pass, and a penalty marker flies. And a timeout taken by Lyman. Raiders will take their first timeout of the half here at the 7:56 mark of the first half. It is 6-2. Lyman Raiders lead. That's their second charge timeout. Raiders with one left. And we're back in 1 minute, or 30 seconds, a 30-second break on KPLO.
Imagine what it would look like if we didn't have companies to haul away our unwanted things.
Ew.
Just take a second to think about it.
Ew.
Not pretty, is it? Byrie Brothers in Chamberlain can and does clean up that picture. They're here to help with all of your disposal needs, whether it's weekly pickup of household trash or you have a special project that needs a large container. Byrie Brothers will help you with whatever you need done. Give them a call at 234-5771. Byrie Brothers in Chamberlain. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call them today.
Timeouts are brought to you by AgTegra. Acres Ahead maximizes your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local AgTegra cooperative today. It is a 6-2 lead for the Lyman Raiders. The Raiders score on a 9-yard Tegan Gore no run on their opening drive of the opening quarter. The Raiders used over 8 minutes of that first quarter clock before they put points on the board. Castlewood scored on a safety in the second quarter after blocking a Lyman punt. And Castlewood got on the board, and after the free kick, Castlewood has it here. This drive started at their own 45-yard line. It is third down and 20. Back to pass is Tweed. He'll fire the deep ball in traffic, and it is tipped, and it's incomplete. Jackson Schofield was down there. And also Joe Decker was in there as well, but the Raiders were able to get to over there defensively to knock it free. And a situation there where Lane Tweet hung the football up in the air, and it's fourth and 20 for Castlewood. And again, at this spot of the field, the Raider 40-yard line, you go for it as they will work their way up to the line of scrimmage. And again, this time they'll show a wishbone look as Tweet will work under center. And Tweet will take the snap. Back to pass as he looks. Rolls to his right. He's under some pressure. Now rolling to his left. He'll break containment as he gets to the outside, but he winds up getting tripped up and out of bounds, short of the first down. And the Raiders are going to get the stop here, but let's sort things out. It looks like there's a penalty marker down. Or is there? Now, they're going to say he stepped out of bounds at the 43-yard line, and it will be Raider football. With the way that the play was stopped and with the way the officials were conversing, we thought maybe there was a penalty at the end of that play, but instead, the Lyman defense holds. Tweet stepped out of bounds at the 40 or at the 33, short of the first down. And Lyman will have the football there. 7:36 remains in the first half. 6-2, the lead to Lyman. As Gourneau will work out of the pistol, and everybody's coming. And here is Gourneau trying to just keep it himself as he fights for yardage. He'll get a yard, maybe. Maybe two as he moves the football up to the 35-yard line. But they ran inverted wishbone look. And Gourneau got the snap out of the shotgun. And it looked like, well, it was a running play. And Castlewood showed blitz. They loaded the box. And Castlewood was able to make a nice stop there. Second down, we'll call it 9 officially, after a 1-yard gain by Tegan Gourneau. He'll work under center this time and pitch it back to Tance Wagner, who looks for running room, gets the corner turned, and he has the first down and then is knocked out of bounds in Castlewood territory at the 49-yard line. So they needed 9. They got much more than that as they picked up an extra 8 yards or so. A 17-yard run brings the football to the Castlewood 49-yard line, and there has not been many times in this ballgame where Lyman has been able to get to the outside, but they were able to do it there. And they will move the chains, and that is a first down for the Raiders. Inside of 7 minutes remain until the halftime break. as Wagner wound up going out of bounds. It stops the clock as Lyman will work to the line of scrimmage. Two receivers each way. McManus alongside the quarterback, Tegan Gourneau, who takes the snap and rolls to his right. Fires it upfield. He has his man, and it is caught. Where did he come up with that? My goodness, what a catch. Upfield, that is Braden Oldenkamp. I thought that pass was going to be overthrown, and he stuck his hand up, and the ball stuck to it. And a big play for Lyman as they move the football down to the Castlewood 20-yard line. So another first down for Lyman as the Raiders work their way just inside the Castlewood 20-yard line. Two receivers left. McManus alongside Gourneau. They throw the quick pass outside. It's caught in traffic. A tough catch there made by Tance Wagner. And Wagner will pick up 5 yards as they move the football to the 15, and the clock will continue to run. So the ball plays quickly. The Raiders kind of muddle huddled for a minute, but now we'll slow things up, and they will work their way to the line of scrimmage. Lyman has been very deliberate offensively so far in this first half. Gourneau again with McManus alongside. He'll work the long count, keep it himself. Looks for running room, and will get down to about the 17, maybe the 16-yard line. Looks like it'll be the 17 and a gain of 3. And that will be, we'll make up, make it about a third down and 3 yard to go situation for Lyman, who, similar to Castlewood, when they were in Lyman's side of the midfield stripe, this is 4 down territory for the Raiders as they try to keep the chains moving and also control this clock. And again, that opening drive took over 7 minutes. In fact, 8 minutes of that opening quarter, the Raiders have controlled time of possession. Here it is, third down. We'll call it 2. Gourneau will keep it himself, and Gourneau will get inside the 10 and down to about the 6-yard line. So the Raiders had a big play, a big running play by Tance Wagner, and then a big pass play from Tegan Gourneau to Braden Oldenkamp, and that has got them into deeper into Castlewood territory. Now on a 3rd-and-3 situation, Tegan Gourneau is able to convert, and now it is a first-and-goal situation with the football at the 6-yard line. Clock working to 4.5 minutes remaining in the first half. Raiders out in front 6-2 as the Raiders will send Tance Wagner in motion. They'll hand it off, it is Gourneau, the ball carrier. Kellen Griffin was in motion, and Tance Wagner with the carry. He'll get the football to the 5 and a short gain there on a 1st-and-goal situation. Castlewood stiffening defensively as Adam Hain, Byron Lowey in there to make the stop for the Warriors. 2nd down and goal with the football at the 5-yard line, and again the Raiders content to work clock and take their time. To the near side, Oldenkamp. Long to the far side. Wagner alongside Gourneau. They go read option. Gourneau with it, and Gourneau works his way to the zone, and he has a touchdown. A 5-yard touchdown run for Tegan Gourneau, his 2nd touchdown of this first half, and the Raiders are out in front by a 12-2 score. A 5-yard run that caps off a 7-play, 67-yard scoring drive for the Raiders. They did not convert their 1st 2-point conversion try. They'll go to work here. And again, they'll set up on that far left side of the formation, leaving the right side of the formation wide open. It's a different look they've been working with over the last few weeks. And they hand it off. And the ball carrier in, and no good is Tance Wagner. Or pardon me, that was Gourneau. He has stopped short, and the 2-point conversion is no good. But the Raiders put 6 more on the board with 3:36 remaining in the 2nd quarter. It is Lyman 12, Castlewood 2. And we will take a 1-minute break on KPLO.
One thing I don't miss about football, the workouts. Hi, folks. This is R.F. Bowie, the owner of the Gus Stops and Bowie Foods. I have a lot of great memories playing football for the St. Mary's Cardinals and BHSU Yellow Jackets. The legendary Green Bay Packers coach, Vince Lombardi, said, "If you cheat on the practice field, you'll cheat in the game. If you cheat in the game, you'll cheat the rest of your life. Always give your best and good luck from Gus Stop Convenience Stores and Bowie Foods, where you'll spend less and eat better."
Chamberlain Ready Mix has been serving the Chamberlain area since 1952, providing outstanding customer service on any job. With 8 radio dispatch trucks, you can rest assured they'll have your concrete there on time when you need it. Chamberlain Ready Mix can handle any Ready Mix task with their concrete pumping service, whether it's delivery for a basement, road, or any other concrete need. For all of your Ready Mix needs, contact Chamberlain Ready Mix today, 734-5741, 734-5741.
Scoring drive for Lyman. They go 67 yards in 6 plays. 36 remaining in the half. The Raiders will kick off to Castlewood, who will give the punt with the two from the 18-yard line up across the 30, across the 40, and finally herd it out of bounds at the 44-yard line. And good field position once again for Castlewood, who is just getting ready, by my count, to start their 7th offensive play of this football game. The Raiders had a 15-play drive to start. They had 3 plays before a blocked punt and then 6 plays on this last scoring drive. The Raiders have been able to control the clock and also able to control the time of possession. Castlewood here has an opportunity with good field position from the 44-yard line to start here. They have all 3 of their timeouts to use as they'll spread the field. 2 receivers each side of the formation as they snap it from the right hash mark. Back to pass and a deep ball thrown, and it is caught. And that is a touchdown for Jackson Schofield. There are no penalty markers down, and Jackson Schofield was able to get the football away from Braden Oldenkamp. Schofield had position, but Schofield was able to make the catch, and he ran it back, or ran it the rest of the way for a touchdown, and it is 12-8. And that is a 56-yard pass play as Castlewood quickly on the board at the 3:19 mark of the second quarter. And that was the type of offense that we thought we would see from Castlewood here in the early going. They've got some good size outside, and they were able to convert quickly. Here they'll go for 2. Thu is going in motion from left to right, and they're going to run option. And the quarterback Lane Tweet will run it into the end zone. And it is a 12-8 score, just like that. Castlewood makes it a 4-point ball game once again. And we will take a 60-second break and return. Castlewood will kick off next on KPLO.
Your family at Swenson Cowan Dental Office. You can rely on Dr. Swenson and Cowan for comprehensive general dentistry, providing an excellent facility with the highest quality dental care. Swenson Cowan Dental Office serves Pierre and the surrounding areas. A friendly local practice offering a calm and comfortable environment. Make an appointment by calling 224-5966, 224-5966. Swenson Cowan Dental Office is proud to support area youth and their activities, cheering them on to victory. Your family at Swenson Cowan Dental Office. And Pier.
Kennebec Telephone Company Incorporated and their divisions, Charlie's Welding and Auto Repair, KTC Construction, PowerCom, TCS, and Napa of Chamberlain, proudly support all area youth in their activities. Since 1908, Kennebec Telephone Company has provided the Lyman area with high-speed internet, local and long-distance telephone service, excavating, sprinkler systems, electrical work, computer repair, smart homes and farms, auto and welding repair, and Napa Auto Parts. Call their office and find out what they can do for you.
One play, 56 yards, the scoring drive for Castlewood. Jackson Schofield with the pass reception from Lane Tweet. Lane Tweet ran in the 2-point conversion, and it is a 2-point ball game at 12-10 as Castlewood will kick the football away. And here's Tegan Gorneau from his own 25 up across the 30, 35, and tripped up as he is brought down at the 39-yard line. So The Raiders, with one timeout remaining, 3:14 remains here in the first half. They'll get a chance to go to work offensively once again, but Castlewood sure took away a lot of the Lyman momentum, who has basically ran the, with the exception of about three penalties and a blocked punt, have done things pretty well. What they wanted to do in this first half as far as controlling the clock and establishing running the football. But Castlewood has shown big playability here in the second quarter. And here is Tegan Gourneau out of the pistol. He is back to pass. He'll look. He'll fire the deep ball in traffic, and it's incomplete. That time, Gourneau trying to get it upfield to Cooper Long, who was blanketed by three would-be defenders. Gourneau let it fly anyway, and the pass was overthrown and incomplete, and it will bring up second down and 10. Castlewood has all three timeouts left to use. Castlewood will have the football to start the third quarter. Here, it is a second down and 10 situation with the football at the 39-yard line. McManus in the backfield with Gourneau. Two receivers each way. As Gourneau with a hard count takes the snap, looks, slings it, passes caught, and that is the fullback Kellen Griffin, and he'll pick up about 6 yards, maybe seven, you could say, with forward progress as he moves it out past the Raider 45 and up to the 46-yard line. And a third down and 4 situation is upcoming. And so far, Castlewood not using timeouts as of yet. And now the Raiders will work their way to the line of scrimmage. Of course, they're trying to work as much clock as they can if they do give the football up. And now in motion is Cooper Long, and we're going to have a timeout taken, I believe, by Castlewood. A Castlewood timeout with 2:20 remaining in the first half. It is Lyman 12 and Castlewood 10. We will take a 30-second break and return on KPLO.
Local businesses are what shape a community, and BJ's Food Center in Kennebec takes pride in providing the Kennebec area everything you could want from a local grocery store. Fresh produce, hand-cut meats, snacks, and weekly specials throughout the store. Plus, great customer service with a friendly staff to help you find whatever you're looking for. Everybody at BJ's Food Center wishes the Lyman Raiders best of luck in their competition and supports the Raiders in all of their school activities and athletics.
Timeout will update scores from 11 AAA Sioux Falls Jefferson over Sioux Falls Washington 42-7. That's final. Sioux Falls of Gorman leading Rapid City Stevens 26-7. They are nearing halftime. Also nearing halftime in Harrisburg as the Tigers lead Sioux Falls Roosevelt 21-7. Here with 2:20 remaining in the half, 12-10 Lyman leads. Castlewood just used their first timeout of first half. Snap to Gourneau. He'll fake the pitch. Back to pass. He'll set up the screen to Wagner, and that is defended well. Good job by the Castlewood defense. Staying home, Jeremiah Wiersma, and he will make the stop on Tance Wagner. They have yet to place the football down. And they are going to give him a first down. He just got enough to move the football to the 49-yard line. So it is a first down for the Raiders, and this drive will continue as the clock winds and we work inside of 2 minutes remaining in the first half. Two receivers each way, again with McManus in the backfield with quarterback Tegan Gourneau. Quick pass thrown. It's Wagner who will make the catch along the sideline, pick up about 6-7 yards as he spins out of bounds. And that is just hard to defend if you're Castlewood. You've got to defend the speed. You've got to respect the speed from Tance Wagner. And he just flies upfield and comes back for the football. And you have to just kind of corral him and hope he doesn't break one. And you push him out of bounds. He picks up 8 there. And it's second down and 2. It stops the clock. A minute 51 remains in the half. Raiders, again, working from the right hash mark. They use that same formation. McManus in the backfield. He'll block this time for Tegan Gourneau, who makes one man miss and then leaps over another would-be tackler. Gourneau will move the chains as he gets it inside the 40 and down to the Castlewood 36-yard line, and that will be enough for a first down for Lyman, who are operating here on their fourth drive of this first half, and again leading by a 12-10 score, continuing to try to control time of possession and control the clock here in this first half. And as we go down the final minute 27 until halftime, the Raiders do have one timeout remaining. Gourneau takes the snap. Pump fake, fires the deep ball. This is in traffic to Wagner, and that is intercepted. But did he make the catch? No.
He did, too.
That was Cameron Eng over there, and he made a nice defensive play as he played it well. But the official right on top of it said no, he was out of bounds. He had to tiptoe along that sideline as he made the interception, or the would-be interception, at about the 6-yard line. But they say he's out of bounds, and a big break for Lyman as they move the football back. And it is at the 36-yard line. So now it is second down and 10 for Lyman as they will send Cooper Long in motion to the right side of the formation. Back to pass. They'll throw it the other way, and wide open is Rory McManus, and he dropped it. Boy, they set everybody right. The defense came to the right side of the Raider offensive side of the ball, and they sent Rory McManus left, and he was wide open. And Tegan Gourneau put it in his hands, but he couldn't hang on, and it is third down and 10. And that is a play, as we get deeper in this ball game, that you could see Lyman go back to, as they, when they sent Long in motion, that drew a lot of the Castlewood defense over to that side of the formation. And McManus was, again, wide open. Third down and 10, and it's four down territory for Lyman here with a minute 7 remaining in the half. Clock is stopped as Gourneau takes the snap, and now penalty markers fly. Castlewood has not been penalized in this ballgame, and they will not hear. That is a false start on Lyman, and that will be a 5-yard mark off, and that will make third down more interesting. It will be third and 15. The Raiders have the football at the Castlewood 41-yard line. They need to get it down to the 26. And again, if you are a Lyman, you have two downs to work with here. But for Lyman, that is their fourth penalty of this ball game, and two of them penalties really thwarted drives. It was the end of their second drive of the ball game. And now Lyman will go to work. Gourneau in the pistol, takes a snap, back to pass. Pressure comes. Gourneau's in trouble. He'll swing it, and the pass is caught. That is Tab. That is Kellen Griffin, and then Griffin was on the move, and he tried to make a cutback, and he slips and falls down, and the Raiders lose yardage. So now Lyman, fourth and fifth, well, it's fourth and very long. Again, they have to move it to the 26, so it's fourth and about 33, and the Raiders, I think, are going to be content to just let the clock run down here. And we'll see what they do on fourth down. Will they punt, or they will try one offensive play, as the Raiders are going to use that final timeout before they're called for a delay of game. And we are seeing no countdown from the back judge. And I don't think the Raiders could run that play out here. And apparently the officials say that they can, and Lyman does run the clock out, and that is the end of the first half. Scoreboard from Darren Boyle Sales. I invite you to check out the large selection of new and used farm equipment at the lot on Sale Barn Road in Fort Pierre. Like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page. Shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com. We'll recap the scoring here. We'll recap scores hold on a second. As now, the officials are going to confer, and I think what they're going to wind up doing here, I think, is putting more time on the clock. And it seemed odd to me after that fourth down, or we got to that fourth down play, And Lyman was able to take a lot of time off the clock, but what I was looking for was the back judge who was keeping track of time. And they're going to put 10 seconds back on the clock. And Lyman, well, we'll see what Lyman does here. But 10 seconds left in the half. They have the football. It's, again, they'll reset the chains. Lyman has it currently at the 48-yard line. They need to get the football to the 26 to move the chains. So it's about 4th and 22. And really, with 10 seconds left in the clock, it's kind of a moot point. Now the Raiders are going to show up in punt formation and try to punt the football away to close out this first half. It will be Tegan Gourneau who stands back at the 40-yard line. And again, still more conversations being made between the coaching staffs on each side of the field as they try to get an explanation of what's going on from the officials. But now we'll go to work as the Raiders will punt the football away, and it is Gourneau, and he gets off a booming punt that will take a sideways roll and will be picked up at the 7-yard line. And here is Quincy Thu, and he'll make it interesting as he brings the football out to the 20-yard line, and that will be the final play of the first half. Again, the scoreboard from Darren Boyle Sales, or do we have a penalty? We have not seen. They're going to say that he stepped out of bounds. And, well, now they're going to call it halftime. And the last 15 seconds of this first half have been an adventure in itself. Scoreboard from Darren Boyle Sales. Check out the large selection of new and used farm equipment at the lot on Sale Barn Road in Fort Pier. Like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page or shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com. 12-10 is our score as Lyman leads. Our halftime report from the folks at Buy Right Seat is next. We're back in 3 minutes on KPLO.
Ray Hybrids is dedicated to the success of their northern farmers. They provide industry-leading technology backed by agronomic expertise that fits the unique needs of local farmers. Choose Ray Hybrids for custom northern farming solutions. They know the north. Contact Buy Right Seeds in Miller or Darren Boyle Sales in Fort Pier to learn more. Always read and follow stewardship and pesticide label directions.
This broadcast of the Lyman Raiders is brought to you in part by Rumen Ag and Pioneer Seeds in Presho. Craig and Logan Rumen proudly support Lyman Raiders athletics and activities. Contact Rumen Ag today for all of your seed, chemical, and crop consulting needs. If you're looking to maximize your yields, Rumen Ag is your local Pioneer Seed dealer. Good luck, Raiders, from Craig and Logan Rumen of Rumen Ag Pioneer Seeds in Presho.
Halverson Oil in Kennebec would like to say good luck to everyone competing in this year's school activities. They also invite you to stop in before or after the game for premium diesel, gas, or premium 91 octane to get you back on the road. Their full C-store offers a wide variety of snacks for the family and a large selection of drinks to keep your athletes hydrated. Have fun this school year and stay safe. Halverson Oil is a proud sponsor of the Lyman Raiders and all their activities.
The staff at Dakota Prairie Bank is proud to support our young athletes in tonight's game. This time of year isn't just busy for them, but moms and dads and other sports fans as well. So when you're on the go, Dakota Prairie Bank provides services that make banking simpler for you, like their online banking. It's quick and convenient and a big help during this busy time of year. Good luck to all the participants from your fans at Dakota Prairie Bank, located in Fort Pier with branches in Presho, Draper, and White River. Member FDIC.
Dakota Prairie Bank.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Car Swap Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Chamberlain has a large selection of Ram trucks on the lot. If you're looking for a 1500, they have it. A 2500, they have it. If you're looking for a Bighorn, Rebel, or Laramie, they have it. Some with up to $4,000 in savings. In the market for a new Jeep? They have Jeep Renegades, Compass, Cherokee, and Wagoneer models on the lot. View their inventory at CarSwapChrysler.com. That's CarSwap Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Chamberlain.
Here in Presho, a very good football game in the quarterfinals of the Class 9A playoffs, and it is the Lion Raiders with a 12-10 lead over Castlewood. In the second quarter, Castlewood showed some big playability, and Castlewood will be the team that has the football to start the third quarter. But the Raiders were able to put points on the board early in this ball game. As we roll right to the highlight package, and the Lyman Raiders won the toss, they elected to take the football first, and Lyman was able to put together a very nice, time-consuming scoring drive that took a little bit over 8 minutes off the opening quarter clock, 15 plays, 70 yards in the scoring drive, as Lyman was able to score first at the 3:50 mark. Of the opening quarter, it was Tegan Gourneau who ran it in from 9 yards out. They'll snap it back. This is Gourneau looking for running room, tripped up behind the line of scrimmage. He breaks a tackle, fights for yardage, gets inside the 5, and he is close. Is he in? Yes, he is in. Tegan Gourneau with a 9-yard touchdown run. 2-point conversion was no good, and that is how we closed out. Closed out the opening quarter of this football game. Lyman had the lead by a score of 6-0, but after Castlewood not able to generate a lot of offense, they wound up punting the football away. Lyman was caught deep in their own territory. Penalties did not help them. The Raiders were penalized 4 times for 30 yards, but a couple costly penalties forced Lyman deep in their own territory. The Raiders trying to punt the football away, they had it blocked. And Castlewood was able to put points on the board the hard way. And if they do that, they were close to the goal line. Is that a safety? So the officials are going to have to confer about this one, and it is a safety. So Castlewood blocks the punt first of all. Tegan Gourneau picks up the loose football. And as he was trying to run the football away from a would-be tackler, he was in the end zone. He decided to try to throw the football towards the line of scrimmage, which he did. But he was had a defender close enough who had a hold of Gourneau's jersey, and that's intentional grounding. And by doing that, that's a safety. And Castlewood was on the board 6-2 as we roll into the second quarter. Raiders, after another Castlewood punt, where actually Lyman held Castlewood as they turned it over on downs. Lyman put together a nice scoring drive. They go 67 yards in 6 plays and again take a lot of time off the clock. They score at the 3:36 mark of the second quarter, and again that's Tegan Gourneau who runs it in from 5 yards out to the near side, Oldenkamp. Long to the far side. Wagner alongside Gourneau, they go read option, Gourneau with it, and Gourneau works his way to the zone, and he is in touchdown. A 5-yard touchdown run for Tegan Gourneau, his second touchdown. And the Raiders, again, try to go for 2, and the 2-point conversion try was no good. Lyman led by 10 at that point by a 12-2 score, but we knew Castlewood had big playability coming into this football game. And Castlewood, for the most part in the first half, had kept things dialed down a little bit as far as throwing the football. We had seen them do a couple things, but they went deep on their first play from scrimmage on the ensuing kickoff. And Lane Tweet dialed up Jackson Schofield from 56 yards out, and Castlewood scores their first touchdown of the ballgame. 2 receivers each side of the formation as they snap it. From the right hash mark, back to pass, and a deep ball thrown, and it is caught. And that is a touchdown for Jackson Schofield. There are no penalty markers down, And Jackson Schofield. Schofield was able to make the catch. He had a big size advantage on the defender for lineman Braden Oldenkamp. And Schofield was able to make the catch, and there was nobody back deep defensively for lineman. And Schofield was able to score the touchdown. Lane Tweet ran in the two-point conversion, and it is 12-10, and that is how we close out this first half of football. Remember, Castlewood will have the football to start the second half. It's just looking unofficially at stats. The Raiders ran 30 offensive plays by my count. Castlewood ran just 8 plays in the first half. And the Raiders, is again, as we mentioned throughout the first half, had a big big advantage in time of possession. But Castlewood, with that big playability, is right there. And it is 12-10 as we work through the halftime break. Let's take a 3-minute break. We'll update scores, and we will work our way through halftime here in Presho. This is coverage of the quarterfinals of the South Dakota High School football playoffs on KPLO.
Is your truck or fleet insurance a one-size-fits-all approach? The commercial line agents at Fisher Rounds & Associates know that each company fleet, owner-operator, or ag producer has unique coverage needs. We understand all the risks and liabilities, so we can create a customized policy that ensures you are fully covered. We're at your service, at your side. Fisher Rounds & Associates, serving your truck insurance needs with offices in Pier, Mitchell, Rapid City, Sioux Falls, and Watertown.
Access Health, Presho and Kennebec welcomes new and established patients, offering chronic and acute care for all ages, including evaluation for illness and injuries, immunizations, lab testing, wellness exams, and DOT and sports physicals. Same-day appointments are available, and most major insurances are accepted. Good luck this season, athletes, from Access Health, Presho and Kennebec, assuring access to quality health care.
Imagine what it would look like if we didn't have companies to haul away our unwanted things.
Ew.
Just take a second to think about it.
Ew.
Not pretty, is it? Byrie Brothers in Chamberlain can and does clean up that picture. They're here to help with all of your disposal needs, whether it's weekly pickup of household trash or you have a special project that needs a large container. Byrie Brothers will help you with whatever you need done. Give them a call at 234-5771. Byrie Brothers in Chamberlain. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call them today.
One thing I don't miss about football, the workouts. Hi, folks. This is R.F. Bowie, the owner of the Gus Stops and Bowie Foods. I have a lot of great memories playing football for the St. Mary's Cardinals and BHSU Yellow Jackets. The legendary Green Bay Packers coach, Vince Lombardi, said, "If you cheat on the practice field, you'll cheat in the game. If you cheat in the game, you'll cheat the rest of your life." Always give your best and good luck from Gus Stop Convenience Stores and Bowie Foods, where you'll spend less and eat better.
Chamberlain Ready Mix has been serving the Chamberlain area since 1952, providing outstanding customer service on any job. With 8 radio dispatch trucks, you can rest assured they'll have your concrete there on time when you need it. Chamberlain Ready Mix can handle any Ready Mix task with their concrete pumping service, whether it's delivery for a basement, road, or any other concrete need. For all of your Ready Mix needs, contact Chamberlain Ready Mix today, 734-5741, 734-5741. Your family at Swenson Cowan Dental Office. You can rely on Dr. Swenson and Cowan for comprehensive general dentistry, providing an excellent facility with the highest quality dental care. Swenson Cowan Dental Office serves Pier and the surrounding areas. A friendly local practice offering a calm and comfortable environment. Make an appointment by calling 224-5966, 224-5966. Swenson Cowan Dental Office is proud to support area youth in their activities, cheering them on to victory. Your family at Swenson Cowan Dental Office in Pier.
Well, while we've got a little time, let's update some scores. The 9B playoffs, Harriet Selby taking care of business against Avon. They are in the second quarter. Harriet Selby with a 38-0 lead. They're starting the second half in Oneida. Sully Buttes and Irene Wakanda are tied at 14. DeSmet leading Kadoka out west. It's 8-0 there. Hitchcock Dulaire leading Del Rapids St. Mary's. That is an 8-0 score. They are midway through the opening quarter. The 9A playoffs, of course, Castlewood trailing Lyman 12-0. Gregory and Woolsey Wessington are scoreless. The winner of this game will take on the winner of that contest. Harding County Bison leading Phillip 8-0. Canastota leading Warner 16-0, the score in that ball game. The 9AA playoffs, Wall leading Bonham 7-0. Hamlin and Hanson are scoreless. Elk and Lake Benton leading Freeman. Marion, Freeman Academy 8-0. Parkston leading Howard. That is an 8-7 score. They are midway through the opening quarter. In 11B, Hot Springs leading Aberdeen Roncalli 7-0. Elk Point Jefferson leading Redfield 35-0. Winner leading Duel 16-8. They are at halftime in Winner. McCook Central Montrose leading Mount Vernon Plankington by 6-0 score. In the 11A playoffs, Del Rapids leading Lennox 13-0. West Central and Madison are scoreless halfway through the first quarter. Beersford and Canton are scoreless as they start the second quarter. Sioux Falls Christian leads Dakota Valley 10-0. They are in the opening period. The 11A playoffs, TE Area leading Watertown 28-0. Aberdeen Central leading Spearfish 20-0. Yankton leading Brookings 7-0. Pier leading Sturgis. That is a 14-0 score. And in 11 AAA, Sioux Falls Jefferson leads Sioux Falls Washington. That's a final, actually, 42-7. Sioux Falls O'Gorman leading Rapid City Stevens 26-14. They start the second half. And also Harrisburg leading Sioux Falls Roosevelt 21-12. Brandon Valley and Sioux Falls Lincoln at Howard Wood Field, a 7:30 kickoff. So they are just about to get underway over east. Here it is, 12-10 Lyman. And the Raiders will kick off in 1 minute on KPLO.
Kennebec Telephone Company Incorporated and their divisions, Charlie's Welding and Auto Repair, KTC Construction, Powercom, TCS, and Napa of Chamberlain proudly support all area youth in their activities. Since 1908, Kennebec Telephone Company has provided the Lyman area with high-speed internet, local and long-distance telephone service, excavating, sprinkler systems, electrical work, computer repair, smart homes and farms, auto and welding repair, and Napa Auto Parts. Call their office and find out what they can do for you.
Local businesses are what shape a community, and BJ's Food Center in Kennebec takes pride in providing the Kennebec area everything you could want from a local grocery store. Fresh produce, hand-cut meats, snacks, and weekly specials throughout the store. Plus, great customer service with a friendly staff to help you find whatever you're looking for. Everybody at BJ's Food Center wishes the Lyman Raiders best of luck in their competition and supports the Raiders in all of their school activities and athletics.
Coverage of the quarterfinals of the South Dakota High School football playoffs brought to you by, in part by the folks at Garslaw, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram, Fisher, Rounds, and Associates, and Access Health of Kennebec and Presho. Lyman getting set to kick the football away to Castlewood. And before we start the third quarter, let's pause for station identification. This is Regional High School Football.
Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, KPLO 94.5 Reliance Chamberlain, 100.5 Pier Fort Pier. Leave sooner, drive slower, live longer.
With John Neff at DRG Media Group's World Headquarters, I'm Darren Boyle. Dalton Moore approaches the football, and a squib kick goes out of bounds. And Castlewood. We'll have good field position as the ball rolls out of bounds, and we will see where they place it. Not sure if Lyman was going to go try an onside there or if Moore just missed it, but it does go out of bounds. It is a procedure penalty against the Raiders. And Castlewood, well, I think they're going to have the football right there. Actually, a five-yard markup from where it went out of bounds. So they move the football up to the 48-yard line. Castlewood has had good field position on all of their drives in this in the first half, but they have their best field position of the ball game to start this opening drive of the second half. Castlewood has not led in this ball game. They trail by just two here. Lane Tweet, the quarterback, will send a man in motion. That is Joe Decker, and they will run the option to the right, and Tweet will check turn it back. This is Thuey, and they. Another penalty flag comes out as the Raiders make the tackle. And they're going to call a horse collar tackle against the Raiders. And that will add to this run, which would turn out to be about a 7-yard run. And that's going to give them a first down, of course, as they add yardage here. And it will be deeper into Raider territory. Raiders penalized four times in the first half. This is a 15-yarder that will definitely add to the Castlewood field position. as they have it first and 10 from the 30-yard line. Out of an I formation look, they will work from the right hash mark. Actually, a power eye look this time. As they hand the football off, the ball carrier is Decker, looks for running room, and Decker will move the football inside the 30 and down near the 25-yard line. He is brought down there as Gunnar Johnson and others make the stop for the Raiders, but it is a gain of 5, and it will bring up a second down and 5-yard to go situation. Lyman 12, Castlewood 10. As we work early here in this third quarter, the Warriors, again, looking for their first lead of the football game. They got things cooking here. Play number 3 of a drive that started back at the 48-yard line. They hand it off and nothing doing for the ball carrier, Jeremiah Wiesma, and the defensive play made by Rory McManus and Louis Theory. They blew that play up, and Castlewood loses a yard on the play, and it will be 3rd down and 6. We are a minute deep in this third quarter. Again, at this spot of the field, and we've said this all night long, neither team with a kicker. So this is 4-down territory for Castlewood as they try to control field position and set the tone here in this third quarter. Tweet from under center. Little play action as he rolls and fires upfield. Pass is caught. That is Jackson Schofield. He's still on his feet. Finally bumped out of bounds, but Schofield with a good play there as he gets inside the 10. We're waiting for him to mark the football. They will put it down inside the 5 at the 4, and that will be a first-to-goal situation for Castlewood, who, again, show big playability. It was a play-action fake by Tweet, but it just drew the defense just long enough where he was able to roll out to his right and hit Schofield on the run, and the 170-pound or 190-pound junior was able to make the catch and move the chains for the Warriors, and it is first and goal. Tweet from under center. Again, play action, tries to roll to his left, and now makes something out of nothing. Gets a good push from his offensive line, and it looks that Tweet was going to be stopped from behind the line of scrimmage, but he was able to get a couple, maybe 3 yards out of the play. Just outside the 2-yard line is where they'll mark it, and it will be a second down and goal situation from there. Again, Castlewood trying to get the lead for the first time in this ball game. Lyman led 6-0. Castlewood scored a safety to make it 6-2. The Raiders scored a touchdown to make it 12-2, and then Castlewood scored last in the first half. Got a very important 2-point conversion to make it 12-10. Here is Tweet on the run, and he is going to be stood up and brought down. He may have lost a little bit of yardage there. Still inside the 5, though, as Castlewood is brought down. Tweet is brought down. It will be 3rd and goal, and they'll move the football out to about the 3-yard line. And again, making the tackle for lineman Rory McManus and others as they got in there and made the stop. But it is 3rd down and goal. Play number 7 of a drive that started back at the 48-yard line and has taken a little bit more than 3 minutes off the scoreboard clock. As Tweet works under center, and he'll direct a little traffic as Lyman commits to the box. And they hand the football off. Running room for Joe Decker. He will not get much. And again, Lyman there defensively to make the play. Kellen Griffin in there to make the stop. And it is 4th and goal with the football at the just inside the 3, about the 2.5-yard line. And a big, big play at this juncture here with 8:29 remaining in the third quarter. And the Castlewood faithful, who have traveled well in this ball game, try to help their team get into the end zone. Castlewood will spread out the Raiders. As Tweet will work out of the pistol, back to pass, looking. He'll fire it inside, and the pass is caught, touchdown. Reception made by Jeremiah Wiersma. He will score the touchdown with 8:02 remaining third quarter, and Castlewood out in front for the first time tonight. It starts with protection, and Lane Tweed had a lot of time to spend in the backfield, as the Raiders had no pressure there. And again, by spreading out the field, Castlewood made Lyman spread out defensively, so no pass rush. And Tweet was able to look at his first receiver, look away, and then find a second receiver in the end zone for the touchdown. They lead 16-12. Now Castlewood for go for two, and the pass is tipped and incomplete, and Kellen Griffin makes the defensive play for the Raiders. But Castlewood on the scoreboard, they have the lead early here on this third quarter. 8:02 remains in the third. Castlewood 16 and Lyman 12. Castlewood will kick off in 1 minute on KPLO.
This broadcast of the Lyman Raiders is brought to you in part by Ruman Ag and Pioneer Seeds in Presho. Craig and Logan Ruman proudly support Lyman Raiders athletics and activities. Contact Ruman Ag today for all of your seed, chemical, and crop consulting needs. If you're looking to maximize your yields, Ruman Ag is your local Pioneer Seed dealer. Good luck, Raiders, from Craig and Logan Ruman of Ruman Ag Pioneer Seeds in Presho.
Halverson Oil in Kennebec would like to say good luck to everyone competing in this year's school activities. They also invite you to stop in before or after the game for premium diesel, gas, or premium 91 octane to get you back on the road. Their full C-store offers a wide variety of snacks for the family and a large selection of drinks to keep your athletes hydrated. Have fun this school year and stay safe. Halverson Oil is a proud sponsor of the Lyman Raiders in all their activities.
For Castlewood, they go 8 plays, 52 yards. Jeremiah Wiersma with a 3-yard touchdown reception from Lane Tweet. They missed the 2-point conversion, but have the lead for the first time in this ball game, 16-12, as Castlewood gets ready to kick the football away. It's Jeremiah Wiersma, Cooper Long, Tegan Gourneau back for the Raiders, and it will be Gourneau from his 16-yard line up across the 20, 25, 30. As he still fights for yardage, still on his feet out past the 35 into the 36-yard line. He'll be pushed back there, and the Raiders, with 7:52 remaining in the third quarter, have their first possession of the second half. Coverage of regional high school sports on KPLO brought to you by Byrie Brothers, Bowie Foods, and Chamberlain Ready Mix. From the 37-yard line officially, Lyman has the football. They ran 30 offensive plays by my count in the first half to just 8 for Castlewood, but still trail here by a 16-12 score as they pitch it back. This is the tailback, Tance Wagner, and Wagner moves the football up to the 40-yard line, and it will be a short gain for the Raiders. They'll pick up 3, and that will bring up 2nd down and 7. The Raiders have been using the run to set up the pass. It has been Tegan Gourneau with 2 rushing touchdowns, scores for the Raiders, both of them coming in the first half here tonight. The Raiders have had a couple big pass plays, but the run has set it up. They pitch it back to Ance Wagner, and Wagner with good blocking running between the tackles. Wagner will move the football to the midfield stripe, and that is a first down for the Raiders. A 10-yard run for Tance Wagner moves the football to midfield, and for Lyman, it will be a first down. And this is starting to get the makings of this football game where the offenses are going to start to have their way a little bit, or at least it appears that way. And it may come down to who winds up with the football last or who makes the fewest mistakes as we go down the home stretch here. Nearing halfway through quarter number 3, it is 16-12 Castlewood, as Tegan Gourneau will work under center. And again, an eye formation look as they give it to Tance Wagner. This time, he's stopped for no gain. And that is Byron Lowy, the sophomore, coming from a defensive end stop a spot. They say to crash down on a running play. He did just that. No gain on the play, and it's 2nd down and 10. In front of a big-time crowd here tonight in Presho. And we've mentioned more than once about how good the weather has been, and it has just been an absolutely perfect night for high school football. 16-12 Castlewood leads. When we have a moment, we'll update some more scores. If I can find my phone, it's here somewhere. There it is. We'll update some scores when we can. Here's Gourneau, as he'll run the bootleg to his left, and it is defended well by Castlewood as the tackle made by Brooker Schooley. The senior makes a nice play on Tegan Gourneau. Gourneau, after a short run, moves it to Castlewood's 47, but it's just a gain of 3, and it will bring up a 3rd-and-7 situation. And if you're Lyman, again, the offenses need to open up a little bit. You don't want to give Castlewood the football back if you can help it. So the Raiders will spread everybody out on a 3rd-and-7. McManus alongside Gourneau, 4 wide for the Raiders. As Gourneau will take the snap and call his own number. Gets inside the 45 and then is pushed back. A swarm of Warrior defenders. And Gourneau brought down at the 43-yard line. He needs to get the 40 to move the chains. It'll be 4th down, and we'll call it 4 yards to go. And this is a tough spot for the Raiders. But we'll see if they are going to go for it here, as the play will come from the sideline. Tegan Gourneau, who is the punter, but he will take the play, and he'll come back into the field of play and make the call to his teammates. 4.5 minutes remain here in the 3rd quarter, and this is a big play for Lyman. And an opportunity for Castlewood here, if they can get the stop. Again, it will be good field position. Split backfield as Gourneau takes the snap, back to pass. They fire that timing route, and it's caught by Long, and it'll depend on the spot. And it looks like he got it, but it's going to be close, as the side judge from this side gives him the Castlewood side of the 40-yard line. And if they that spot stands, that will be enough for a 1st down, but they got it by about the half a length of the football. So the Raiders go for it on 4th down and will pick up the 1st down. Inside of 4 minutes now remain in this 3rd quarter. 16-12, Castlewood has the lead. The first time they have been out in front in this ball game. Lyman, play number 7 of this drive, has started back at their own 37. An I formation look once again with Long split out to the left. Here is Wagner looking for running room, and he will not get much, as the tackle is made by Booker Schooley. And there is no gain on the play, and it will bring up 2nd down and 10. As again, the Raiders will change up some personnel, as Braden Oldenkamp will check in, and Tegan Gourneau will bring the play in from the sideline. It'll be a shotgun look this time for the Raiders with 4 wide receivers. McManus in the backfield with Tegan Gourneau. They take the snap. Gourneau checks off the 1st receiver, fires it downfield. He's got his man, and it's incomplete. Pass was overthrown and almost intercepted. Trying to get the football to Braden Oldenkamp, but back there it was over his head. Cameron Eng had an opportunity and an interception for Castlewood, but he dove for it but couldn't hang on to it. And a break for the Raiders makes it 3rd down and 10. It stops the clock with 2:45 remaining in the 3rd quarter. But the Raiders, with a 3rd and 10 situation, as they have the football at the Castlewood 40-yard line. Play will come from the sideline. The Raiders will originate this play from the left hash mark. Full house backfield as Gourneau takes the snap. Back to pass, and a deep ball thrown in traffic. The back shoulder throw, and it is caught. Coming back to the football, Cooper Long, and Long makes the catch down to the 12-yard line. They ran the go route down the sideline. The defender had good coverage, but the pass underthrown by design. And Cooper Long knew that he could come back for the football, and he did. He makes the catch, and that is a 1st down for Lyman as they have it down at their 12-yard line. So Lyman, their 9th play of this drive, their 1st drive of the 2nd half, trying to get points as they trail by a 16-12 score. Clock working to 2 minutes remaining in this 3rd quarter. Wagner will be the deep back in the eye. Long will split out wide to the left side of the formation. From the right hash, they'll give Wagner a wide side of the field to work. He'll try to turn the corner and will not get much. Good tackle in the open field by Castlewood, and that is Jeremiah Wiersma, who made the stop after a short game. They marked the football at the 11-yard line, a gain of one, and it will bring up second down and nine. 90 seconds remain in the third quarter. Raiders again walk to the line of scrimmage.
The staff at Dakota Prairie Bank is proud to support our young athletes in tonight's game. This time of year isn't just busy for them, but moms and dads and other sports fans as well. So when you're on the go, Dakota Prairie Bank provides services that make banking simpler for you, like their online banking. It's quick and convenient and a big help during this busy time of year. Good luck to all the participants from your fans at Dakota Prairie Bank, located in Fort Pierre with branches in Presho, Draper, and White River. Member FDIC.
Dakota Prairie Bank.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Well, while they were away, the Raiders had the football. They get the football down to the 3-yard line. They have to go for it on fourth and goal, and they are able to score it. A Tegan Gourneau 4-yard touchdown run with 54 seconds remaining in the third quarter, and Lyman is back out in front 18-16. Castlewood has an injured player over on the far side, and that is where we have a stoppage of play. The Raiders put together a very nice scoring drive, some 12 plays as they score, or they go 12 plays, 63 yards on the scoring drive, and take the lead as time winds down here in this third quarter. A big running play from Tance Wagner on a third and long situation. Got the football down to the 4, and on fourth and short, Tegan Gourneau kept it, and he ran it in for the touchdown. His third rushing touchdown of the ball game. And as the injured Castlewood player is still tended to over on the far side, like now we'll get ready for the Raider 2-point conversion try. As Lyman. We'll walk back out on the sideline. We could not tell who the injured player was for Castlewood, but he is able to get off the field under his own power. And whatever happens, win or lose, we do not want to see anyone get hurt. And it's good to see him get up and head off the field. So now Lyman will go for two. Again, from the far left side, they will work with the split backfield. Gourneau under center. As they'll do a little option play. Here is Long. He will look. He will fire. And the pass is tipped and incomplete. Two-point conversion is no good. And with 54 seconds remaining in the third quarter, Lyman is back out in front. The Raiders 18, Castlewood 16. And we'll take a 60-second break in return. Lyman will kick off next on KPLO.
Car Swap Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Chamberlain has a large selection of Ram trucks on the lot. If you're looking for a 1500, they have it. A 2500, they have it. If you're looking for a Bighorn, Rebel, or Laramie, they have it. Some with up to $4,000 in savings. In the market for a new Jeep? They have Jeep Renegades, Compass, Cherokee, and Wagoneer models on the lot. View their inventory at carswapchrysler.com. That's Car Swap Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Chamberlain.
Is your truck or fleet insurance a one-size-fits-all approach? The commercial line agents at Fisher Rounds & Associates know that each company fleet, owner-operator, or ag producer has unique coverage needs. We understand all the risks and liabilities, so we can create a customized policy that ensures you are fully covered. We're at your service, at your side. Fisher Rounds & Associates, serving your truck insurance needs with offices in Pier, Mitchell, Rapid City, Sioux Falls, and Watertown.
K 54 seconds remain in the third quarter. 12 plays, 63 yards on the scoring drive for Lyman as Castlewood receives the kickoff from the six-yard line. Keegan Gourneau kicks off. There's a penalty marker down on the return, and the Raiders with good coverage as the Castlewood return man brings the football out to the 24-yard line. And let's sort out the penalty that appears to be against Castlewood. The return for Quincy Thu brings the football out to the 24. But again, this penalty is the first for Castlewood, a costly one there, as they are going to be deep in their own territory, far and away their worst field position of the night, as they mark the football back to the 15-yard line, and Castlewood has the football there, first and 10. This is a 10-yard penalty for an illegal block on the kickoff return, or a hold on the kickoff return. And Castlewood will have it first and 10. 46 seconds remain in the third quarter. The Warriors with two receivers each way. Lane Tweed, the junior quarterback, has done a solid job tonight for Castlewood. And he'll go direct handoff Quincy Thu. Looks for running room, and he's going to run into the Raiders defensive player, that is Louis Theory, and Theory with a big-time defensive play for Lyman. He got in the backfield and knocked it free. Did he steal the football away? Did not, it appears, but a big loss on the play back to the 14-yard line. Or they are going to give the football to Lyman. He was able to steal it away. And a fumble for Castlewood gives Lyman the football. With 40 seconds remaining here in this third quarter, 18-16, Lyman with the lead. But with the football here at the Castlewood 14-yard line, they have the chance to do work. Gourneau under center. Again, they'll spread everybody out with four wides. Gourneau keeps it himself. He's inside the 10, spins away from a tackle, and may have lost a yard after he got to the 9, they'll give him the forward progress to the 10, but he tried to spin out of that tackle and gave up a couple yards when he was knocked back. It'll be a gain of 4, and it will bring up second down. From the 14-yard line, the Raiders can pick up a first down without scoring, and the Raiders seem to be content to let the clock roll here as we close out this third quarter of football. Scoreboard comes to you from Darren Boyle Sales. I invite you to check out my large selection of new and used farm equipment at the lot on Sale Barn Road in Ford Pier. Like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page or shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com. We go to the fourth in a two-point ball game. We're back in 1 minute on KPMO.
Access Health, Presho, and Kennebec welcomes new and established patients, offering chronic and acute care for all ages, including evaluation for illness and injuries, immunizations, lab testing, wellness exams, and DOT and sports physicals. Same-day appointments are available, and most major insurances are accepted. Good luck this season, athletes, from Access Health, Presho, and Kennebec, assuring access to quality health care.
Imagine what it would look like if we didn't have companies to haul away our unwanted things.
Ew.
Just take a second to think about it.
Ew.
Not pretty, is it? Byrie Brothers in Chamberlain can and does clean up that picture. They're here to help with all of your disposal needs, whether it's weekly pickup of household trash or you have a special project that needs a large container. Byrie Brothers will help you with whatever you need done. Give them a call at 234-5771. Byrie Brothers in Chamberlain. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call them today.
Coverage of Regional High School Football on KPMO brought to you by Swenson Cowan Dental Office, Kennebec Telephone, BJ's Food Center, Ruminag, Halverson Oil, and the Dakota Prairie Bank. With John F. at DRG Media Group's World Headquarters, I'm Darren Boyle. We start the fourth quarter of the Lyman Raiders with the football at Castlewood's 10-yard line after Castlewood lost the football via fumble deep in their own territory. And Lyman with an opportunity to score back-to-back touchdowns and get themselves back out, or get themselves perhaps a little bit of breathing room, as right now it's just a two-point ball game. Gourneau will work under center. They attack the run. Instead, they give it off to Tance Wagner, and Wagner dives into the end zone, and he is in for a touchdown. It is a 10-yard touchdown run for Tance Wagner. Everybody was expecting Gorneau to run the football, and Castlewood committed to Gorneau. Instead, they give it to Wagner, who was able to run it in from 10 yards out. And Lyman, on the first play of the fourth quarter, extend the lead now to 24-16. But this football game is a long ways from over, as Castlewood has shown big playability. And I'm sure it's going to come down to who has the football last here in this fourth quarter. They'll go for two. They flip it upfield, and again, the pass play is incomplete. They try to run that reverse pass, and the two-point conversion is no good. But the Raiders put points on the board with 11:54 remaining in, dare I say, regulation. It is 24-16 Lyman, and the Raiders will kick off in 1 minute on KPLO.
One thing I don't miss about football, the workouts. Hi, folks. This is R.F. Bowie, the owner of the Gus Stops and Bowie Foods. I have a lot of great memories playing football for the St. Mary's Cardinals and BHSU Yellow Jackets. The legendary Green Bay Packers coach, Vince Lombardi, said, "If you cheat on the practice field, you'll cheat in the game. If you cheat in the game, you'll cheat the rest of your life. Always give your best and good luck from Gus Stop Convenience Stores and Bowie Foods, where you'll spend less and eat better."
Chamberlain Ready Mix has been serving the Chamberlain area since 1952, providing outstanding customer service on any job. With 8 radio dispatch trucks, you can rest assured they'll have your concrete there on time when you need it. Chamberlain Ready Mix can handle any Ready Mix task with their concrete pumping service, whether it's delivery for a basement, road, or any other concrete need. For all of your Ready Mix needs, contact Chamberlain Ready Mix today, 734-5741, 734-5741.
Gorneau kicks off again, and it rolls into the end zone after it bounced off Quincy Thu, but he'll bring it out. It actually didn't fit to the goal line. Thu brings it out, fields it from about the 2, brings it up across the 10, and is brought down at the 14-yard line. Again, Castlewood buried in their own territory as they start this drive, first and 10 from the 14-yard line. 11:45 remains in the fourth quarter. 24-16 is our score. The 9B playoffs, Harriet Selby leading Avon 44-6. 30-28 as they start the fourth quarter at Oneida. Celebutes leading Irene Wakanda. DeSmet leading Kadoka 14-0. Hitchcock Dulaire leading Del Rapids St. Mary's 36-0. Gregory leading Woolsey Wessington 14-7 in the 9A playoffs. We'll have more scores from there later. Here's a pass up field by Castlewood. It's caught. Joe Decker with the reception, but not a lot of yardage. Good coverage downfield by the Raiders, who are playing a soft zone now, as Decker makes the reception, brings the football out to the 15-yard line. It's a 5-yard pitch and catch by the Castlewood Warriors, and it will bring up a second down situation. Actually, they're going to say no gain there at the 15-yard line, and it will bring up second down and 10. Other games in the 9A playoffs, Harding County and Bison are tied at 8. They are at halftime. Canastota leading Warner. It's a 24-14 to score there in Warner. Here, back to pass. Upfield pass is intercepted. Keegan Gorneau with the interception, and he's still on the move. He's at the 10, and he is fighting for yardage. Finally driven out of bounds at the 5-yard line. And an interception by Castlewood again gives Lyman a short field to work with. It's Keegan Gorneau that made the defensive play, and it's 24-16. Castlewood went penalty free through three quarters, turnover free for the better part of three quarters as well, but a fumble late in the third quarter. Actually, a play late in the third that gives the Raiders the football. They scored on the first play of the fourth quarter. And now an interception here with 10:46 remaining, and the Raiders could get some distance here as they hand the football off. It is Gorneau looking for running room, and he will not find much. As they try to attack the interior of that Castlewood defensive front, and And Florno stopped at the 4-yard line. It will be second down and goal from there. They may give him forward progress to the 3. But it will be second down and goal now. Working to the 10-minute mark remaining. It's 24-16 Lyman. The Raiders with an opportunity to go up 2 scores. Gourneau will work under center. Wagner at the deep back in the I formation look. A long count for Gourneau. He'll pitch back and the play is blown dead. And that is a false start against Lyman. Gourneau was trying to snap the ball at the right time. He was trying to also kind of see where he could perhaps check down if he needed to with all of that. Just took too much time at the line of scrimmage in a situation where both teams trying to control that line of scrimmage, and that's asking a lot of your offensive line to set in stance for as long as they did there. So now the Raiders will face a second down and goal situation now with the football at the 8-yard line. It is the 6th penalty of the night for Lyman. The clock continues to run. 9:35 remains as we work here in the 4th quarter, and now a whistle and a timeout taken by Lyman. Timeouts are brought to you by Integra. Acres Ahead maximizes your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Integra cooperative as we'll keep it right here. The other scores in 9AA, Hamlin leading Hanson 7-6, Wall leading Bonham 13-6, Elkton Lake Benton in control as they lead Freeman Marion Freeman Academy 36-0, Parkston leading Howard 22-7, Canastota leading Warner in the 9A playoffs 24-14, Harding County and Bison are in halftime up in Buffalo, and they are tied at 8 each. Gregory leading Woolsey Wessington. They are nearing halftime, and it is Gregory 14, Woolsey Wessington 7. Winner has opened up a 32-8 lead on Duel in the 11B playoffs. The Cook Central Montrose leading Mount Vernon Plankington 14-6. They are at halftime. Elk Point Jefferson knocks off Redfield 42-0. Hot Springs leads Aberdeen Roncalli 28-0. They are late in the 4th quarter. Del Rapids leads Lenox, Madison trailing West Central, Beersford and Sioux Falls Christian out in front in the 11A playoffs. More later here, second down and goal with the football at the 8-yard line. They'll pitch back to Wagner, who tries to turn the corner. Cuts it back, gets inside the 5, and is driven out of bounds at about the 3. And that's good work by the Castlewood defense as they strung that play out well. Adam Hain started out first, but Cameron Eng comes over and makes the tackle. The sophomore with a good play for the Warriors. Now, are they going to say he was out of bounds? Well, apparently not, even though he was out of bounds. But they're going to say that he was inbounds enough for the clock to continue to run. And I think when all is said and done, that's advantage Lyman. As they start here, this is a third down and goal situation. With the football from the 4-yard line, we redo that third down after the penalty. Here is Gourneau, who tries to run the bootleg, and he is caught behind the line of scrimmage by the Castlewood defense. Jeremiah Wiersma makes the tackle. He faked the pitch to Wagner and then tried to cut it back and run to the wide side, and Castlewood's defense was right there, and it is 4th and goal from the 10-yard line, and Castlewood is trying to make a defensive stand here. Clock working to the 8-minute mark remaining in the 4th quarter. It's 24-16 Lyman. And another one of those big-time plays here for both of these teams that could turn the pace or turn the outcome of this contest. Low snap dug out by Gourneau. He'll sling it upfield. The pass is incomplete, but there is a penalty marker down. There was contact in the backfield, or in the defensive backfield. Damian Abrahamson was the intended receiver, but he got bottled up. It's a penalty against Lyman, though. It will be a holding penalty, which Castlewood will decline, and that will mean that Castlewood will stop Lyman. And trailing by 8, Castlewood will have the football here with 7:56 remaining in the 4th quarter. We wait for him to place the football down. They'll actually place it at the 5, and the Castlewood Warriors will work with it. 24-16 is our score. The winner of this contest will take on the winner of the Gregory Woolsey Wessington ball game. Gregory is out in front currently 14-7 as they near halftime in Gregory. Castlewood with Lane Tweet under center, rolling to his right. He's under in some trouble, and down he goes. Back inside the five. That was a play that was just going to be, well, it just did not get organized very well as Castlewood tried to use some misdirection. The Raiders chasing the play down, and no gain on the play will bring up second down and 10. So Castlewood, with all three of their timeouts remaining, Lyman has used one of their timeouts, so they have two timeouts left. The Warriors in and out of the huddle as they work their way to the line of scrimmage. Out of the pistol is Lane Tweed, and now a whistle and a timeout taken by Castlewood. 24-16, Lyman has the lead with 7:08 remaining in the fourth quarter. And we will take a 30-second break and return. Coverage of regional high school football, the South Dakota High School Football Playoffs will continue after this on KPLO.
Your family at Swenson Cowan Dental Office. You can rely on Dr. Swenson and Cowan for comprehensive general dentistry, providing an excellent facility with the highest quality dental care. Swenson Cowan Dental Office serves Pierre and the surrounding areas. A friendly local practice offering a calm and comfortable environment. Make an appointment by calling 224-5966, 224-5966. Swenson Cowan Dental Office is proud to support area youth and their activities, cheering them on to victory. Your family at Swenson Cowan Dental Office.
Timeouts are brought to you by Integra Acres Ahead. Maximizes your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Integra cooperative today. Tonight's coverage of regional high school football brought to you by Potsdam Agency, State Farm, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, and the May Adam Law Firm. 7:08 remains in the fourth quarter. 24-16 is our score. Lyman with the lead. They have had a big second half. Castlewood, well, they led 16-12 early in the third quarter, but Lyman with back-to-back touchdowns has allowed them to work to an eight-point advantage. Castlewood deep in their own territory as they go back to passing a deep ball thrown. This is Thuey in traffic, and it's intercepted. Castlewood had to pull some tricks out there. They pass a backwards pass to Thuey, who rolls to his left in the end zone, and fires it upfield, and the interception made by Cooper Long. It is the third turnover of the ball game for Castlewood. And again, Lyman will have the football in Castlewood territory, this time from the Warriors 37. And scoring would be great, but taking time off the clock would be just as good for Lyman at this point, as we have 7 minutes remaining in the ball game. Lyman with a 24-16 lead, as the Raiders will come in with their two tight end alignment, as Damian Abrahamson is in the ball game, and Tegan Gourneau will work his team up to the line of scrimmage. And again, a four-year starter and quarterback, Gourneau knows how to handle things in these situations as he works under center. Takes a snap, pitches it back. Wagner looking for running room, breaks a tackle, then another, and gets inside the 25. And down to the 22-yard line. Picks up about 15 yards on that run and almost was able to break away. Joe Decker makes the stop for Castlewood. And the Raiders, again, are able to work the clock a little bit more. Irene Wakanda leading Sully Buttes 36-30 now. They have 5:28 remaining in that ball game. That was a 6 o'clock kickoff there, as well as what we had here, as we are at the top of the 8 o'clock hour here in Presho. We'll have a station break for you in a minute, as Gourneau will take the snap out of a full house backfield, and he'll try to work behind blockers, but a good job by Castlewood again. Jeremiah Wiersma going over the top, and he makes the stop on Gourneau. No gain on the play, and it will bring up a second down and 10-yard-to-go situation. Let's pause for station identification. This is coverage of the South Dakota High School Football Playoffs on KPLO.
Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, KPLO 94.5 Reliance Chamberlain, 100.5 Pier Fort Pier. Stop speeding before it stops you.
With John Neff at DRG Media Group's World Headquarters, I'm Darren Boyle. Thank you for joining us tonight at DRGNews.com as we stream this contest live for you this evening. Good football game as we thought it would be between Lyman and Castlewood. Here it is, a second down, 10-yard-to-go situation for Lyman, who leads by 8. And they work the football in Castlewood territory. Tegan Gorneau is the ball carrier, as he will bring the football forward and down to about the 16-yard line or so. It'll be a gain of 6, and it will bring up a third down and 4-yard-to-go situation. And for Lyman, as they continue to let the clock work here, this is 4-down territory for them, because they can do that and take a little bit more time off the clock or force Castlewood to use a timeout. They'll spread the field with 4 wide receivers, McManus alongside Gorneau, and here is Gorneau with it right up the middle. He'll have the first down and more, and finally it brought down from behind inside the 10 at the 5-yard line. And that was just a good job by an experienced quarterback in Tegan Gorneau. Got tackled hard on that play, but Gorneau was able to pick up the first down, needed 4, got much more than that, and it's first down and goal from the 5-yard line. Lyman led 6-0, then 6-2 after Castlewood blocked the punt. Lyman scored again, led 12-2 in the second quarter before Castlewood capped off the scoring in the first half and made it a 2-point game at 12-10. Castlewood led 16-12, but the Raiders have led since, as this is a Tance Wagner carry, and Wagner will carry the football and lose a yard or so, maybe 2, back to the 7-yard line. Castlewood led 16-12 in the third quarter, as we said. The Raiders put together a 12-play, 63-yard scoring drive on their first possession of the second half, take the lead back at 18-16, and then after a Castlewood interception, Tance Wagner runs it in from 10 yards out and makes the lead 24-14. The Raiders still 0 for 2-point conversions, thus it is just a one-possession game. If Castlewood had the opportunity to get the ball back, but what Lyman wants to do here is use up a lot of clock and then put some points on the board, and on a second and goal situation from the 7, Lyman will use timeout number 2 of this second half. 3:16 remains in the fourth quarter. It is 24-16 Lyman, and let's check out a few more scores. In the 11 AAA, Sioux Falls Jefferson victorious. Sioux Falls O'Gorman leads Rapid City Stevens. Harrisburg leading Sioux Falls Roosevelt in the fourth quarter, 35-12. Brandon Valley and Sioux Falls Lincoln, they are in the opening quarter. They are tied at 7 in the 11 AA playoffs. T area leading Watertown, that's actually final at 41-0. Aberdeen Central leading Spearfish, that is 27-7. They are in the fourth quarter. Yankton leading Brookings, they are nearing halftime. It's 35-7. Yankton and Pier leading Sturgis by a 35-7 score. In 11A, Del Rapids is expected. They are at halftime leading Lenox 27-0. West Central leading Madison 21-0. Beersford and Campton and Canton in quite a ball game. It's 12-8 at halftime. Sioux Falls Christian leading Dakota Valley 27-0. Second down and goal with the football at the 7-yard line for Lyman. The Raiders, with 3:16 remaining in the ball game, will operate here out of a shotgun formation, as the Raiders will send Cooper Long in somewhat motion, as the ball is ready for play now, and Long will wind up on the right side of the formation, which is the short side of the field. Gorneau will take the snap, and the ball play is blown dead. And it looks like it's going to be another false start against Lyman. That is penalty number 7 in this ball game, and it will move the football back to the 12-yard line, or to the 11, we should say, and it will be second down and goal from there. The 11B playoffs, Hot Springs knocks off Aberdeen Roncalli 28-0. Elk Point Jefferson is the final. They knock off Redfield 42-0. Winner, after a tussle in the first half, pulls away and defeats Duel 32-8. McCook Central Montrose, Mount Vernon Plankington are at halftime. It's 14-16, McCook Central Montrose. Second down and goal, Gourneau with it. He thought the pass and then pulled it back. Now fires it upfield, wide open. And a touchdown for Braden Oldenkamp. And that was Tegan Gourneau buying time, and Braden Oldenkamp scoring with 3:05 remaining in the ballgame. And it is now 30-16, and the Lyman Raiders can think about playing next Friday night. And for Tegan Gourneau, it's his first touchdown pass of the night. He has ran for 3 touchdowns as well. That was Tegan just buying time as he rolled to his left and then was able to fire a nice pass upfield. Here's a 2-point conversion try that is good by Tance Wagner. 32-16 is our score with 3:05 remaining in the first half. That was actually Kellen Griffin with the run. And the Raiders now have a 16-point lead. And Lyman will kick off in 1 minute. This is coverage of regional high school football from KPLO.
Kennebec Telephone Company Incorporated and their divisions, Charlie's Welding and Auto Repair, KTC Construction, PowerCom, TCS, and Napa of Chamberlain, proudly support all area youth in their activities. Since 1908, Kennebec Telephone Company has provided the Lyman area with high-speed internet, local and long-distance telephone service, excavating, sprinkler systems, electrical work, computer repair, smart homes and farms, auto and welding repair, and Napa Auto Parts. Call their office and find out what they can do for you.
Local businesses are what shape a community, and BJ's Food Center in Kennebec takes pride in providing the Kennebec area everything you could want from a local grocery store. Fresh produce, hand-cut meats, snacks, and weekly specials throughout the store. Plus, great customer service with a friendly staff to help you find whatever you're looking for. Everybody at BJ's Food Center wishes the Lyman Raiders best of luck in their competition and supports the Raiders in all of their school activities and athletics.
In the 9B playoffs, Harriet Selby is victorious. They knock off Avon 44-14. Here it is 32-16 as Lyman kicks off to Castlewood. And an injured player down for Lyman. That is Dalton Moore. He appeared to cramp up as he works his way off the field. Castlewood with the football, first and 10 from the 27-yard line, but they have some work to do. With 2 timeouts remaining, they need 2 touchdowns and 2 two-point conversions to try to tie in a 16-point game. And the Raiders playing soft zone as Tweet back to pass, fires it upfield. It is caught. The short man on the route, the receiver, Jackson Schofield, and Schofield heard it out of bounds across the 35 to the 36, 37. That should be close to a first down. It is a first down as they mark it at the 38, and it will be a first down for the Warriors. And, of course, Schofield goes out of bounds to stop the clock with 2:51 remaining. We invite you to stay with us during our post game. We will have the KPLO Golden Buffalo big play of the game, and we will also have our player of the game. That is brought to you by CHS River Plains. Tweet back to pass, under pressure, and down he goes! Louis Theory with the sack for Lyman. And the quarterback, Lane Tweed, appears to be a little bit shaken up as he is brought down inside the Castlewood 30 and down to the 28-yard line. Tweed still on his feet as he works his way to the sideline, but that loss that moves the football back to the 28-yard line will make it second down and 20. The clock, the Raiders' friend at the moment, as they work to the 2-minute mark remaining. 2:10 to be exact, as Castlewood send the man in motion. Quick pass thrown. It is Quincy Thu who throws it back to Tweet. Tweet looks for some running room, breaks the tackle, penalty marker out, and Lane Tweet runs the football out past the 35 to the 37-yard line. But let's sort out the penalty. We had a backwards pass for Castlewood to Quincy Thu. And they're going to call a holding penalty against Castlewood. Castlewood has not been penalized much in this ball game. In fact, this is their second penalty of the contest, but both of them have been costly, as this will be a 10-yard mark off that will make field position even worse for Castlewood as they try to find their way to the end zone. This drive started at the 27-yard line, and after a sack and then after another penalty, this is their third play of this drive. They find themselves back at the 13-yard line. Castlewood has thrown two interceptions in this second half. And Lane Tweet will work out of the pistol. Back to pass looking. Has time. Now steps to his right. Fires it upfield. He has a man and the pass is caught. That is Schofield down the sideline. He's at the 40. He's at the 30 and finally bumped out of bounds. And that is the big playability that we thought that Castlewood was going to have. And there is a penalty marker down, though, and a holding penalty against Castlewood. And now another penalty that comes out after the play, as somebody from Castlewood was not happy about the call. And that will be even more difficult for Castlewood to overcome. So they will mark off the holding penalty, I believe, first. And that holding penalty is back at about the 5-yard line. So if they go half the distance on each, it's not going to turn out to be a lot of yardage. But again, the field position for Castlewood just not good as they move the football back to the 2-yard line. And Lyman Raiders are getting the work done defensively. Although they were burned on that play, that was a good crossing route run by Jackson Schofield. And without pass rush, and perhaps a hold is what bought a little time for Lane Tweet, but he was able to get the football downfield. Raiders with two defensive ends, that's the only pass rush. They have one linebacker, they have six defensive backs. And Tweet fires it upfield, pass is dropped. Joe Decker was the intended receiver. He couldn't hang on. The Raiders were there defensively. And again, it looks like there's a penalty marker down. So again, we will sort this out. They're going to call holding. The quarterback was in the end zone, and that's a safety. So Lyman had an intentional grounding penalty that resulted in Castlewood points in the first half. But a holding penalty as the quarterback is in the end zone makes it 34-16, and now Castlewood has to punt the football away for or kick the football away to Lyman, and the Raiders are going to be able to run out the clock and pick up victory in this ball game. This was quite a battle, though, folks. And now another penalty flag comes out as things all get sorted out here in this fourth quarter. And there has been a lot of talking over the last couple minutes from that Castlewood sideline, and now another unsportsmanlike penalty is going to be called against the Warriors. A lot of this will be a moot point as Castlewood came to play here this evening and has played pretty well. In fact, led at one point in the third quarter by a 16-12 score. But the Raiders are going to come back with 18 unanswered, and they are going to come away with the victory here as Castlewood will kick the football away with a minute 35 remaining in the contest. And it is a 34-16 score as Castlewood in the free kick after the penalty The ball is teed up at the 10-yard line. And Jeremiah Wiersma will kick the football away. And they will squib kick it. And the Raiders and Tegan Gourneau will cover it up. And now for Lyman, an opportunity for them to take a knee. We'll see what Castlewood, if they decide to stop the clock. But Lyman is going to wind up with the victory here. Lyman will play the winner of that Gregory Woolsey-Wessington game. And it is 21-7 Gregory as they are nearing the halftime break. That game will be played here in Presho. And that will be the game we have for you on KPLO. As Lyman in victory formation, as Tegan Gourneau will look to take a knee. He takes the snap, and he does take that knee. Stay with us during the post game. We'll recap the scoring in the ball game. We'll have the highlights from the second half. And again, we'll update scores as we work through the post game. We'll have our play of the game. We've had a lot of plays to choose from in this one. We will also have our player of the game announcement. That will come during the post-game report. That's 1 minute of football away. Gourneau again will wait for the countdown from the back judge. He'll take the snap. He'll take another knee, place the football down. Wisely just backing up to take another second or two off the clock. And now, as the ball ready for play, I think Lyman has to snap it one more time before this ball game is in the books. And this was a hard-fought win for the Lyman Raiders here tonight as Gourneau takes the snap, takes the knee, brings the football to the official. And there is your ball game. 34-16 is our final, as the Lyman Raiders knock off the Castlewood Warriors. And we'll move on to the semifinals next Friday night. And we'll have that game for you right here on KPLO. Our scoreboard from Darren Boyle Sales. Check out the large selection of new and used farm equipment at My Lot on Sale Barn Road in Ford Pier. Like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page or shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com. Post game is next. We're back in 3 minutes on KPLO.
This broadcast of the Lyman Raiders is brought to you in part by Ruman Ag and Pioneer Seeds in Presho. Craig and Logan Ruman proudly support Lyman Raiders athletics and activities. Contact Ruman Ag today for all of your seed, chemical, and crop consulting needs. If you're looking to maximize your yields, Ruman Ag is your local Pioneer Seed dealer. Good luck, Raiders, from Craig and Logan Ruman of Ruman Ag Pioneer Seeds in Presho.
Halverson Oil in Kennebec would like to say good luck to everyone competing in this year's school activities. They also invite you to stop in before or after the game for premium diesel, gas, or premium 91 octane to get you back on the road. Their full C-store offers a wide variety of snacks for the family and a large selection of drinks to keep your athletes hydrated. Have fun this school year and stay safe. Halverson Oil is a proud sponsor of the Lyman Raiders in all their activities.
The staff at Dakota Prairie Bank is proud to support our young athletes in tonight's game. This time of year isn't just busy for them, but moms and dads and other sports fans as well. So when you're on the go, Dakota Prairie Bank provides services that make banking simpler for you, like their online banking. It's quick and convenient and a big help during this busy time of year. Good luck to all the participants from your fans at Dakota Prairie Bank, located in Fort Pierre with branches in Presho, Draper, and White River. Member FDIC.
Dakota Prairie Bank.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Car Swap Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Chamberlain has a large selection of Ram trucks on the lot. If you're looking for a 1500, they have it. A 2500, they have it. If you're looking for a Bighorn, Rebel, or Laramie, they have it. Some with up to $4,000 in savings. In the market for a new Jeep? They have Jeep Renegades, Compass, Cherokee, and Wagoneer models on the lot. View their inventory at CarSwapChrysler.com. That's CarSwap Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Chamberlain.
Is your truck or fleet insurance a one-size-fits-all approach? The commercial line agents at Fisher Rounds & Associates know that each company fleet, owner-operator, or ag producer has unique coverage needs. We understand all the risks and liabilities, so we can create a customized policy that ensures you are fully covered. We're at your service, at your side. Fisher Rounds & Associates, serving your truck insurance needs with offices in Pierre, Mitchell, Rapid City, Sioux Falls, and Watertown.
Our postgame gets underway. We will talk about a victory for the Lyman Raiders, but it was quite a ball game. Lyman got the lead early. Castlewood was able to storm back. Castlewood led in the third quarter of this football game, but Lyman, with 18 unanswered, comes back and wins this football game by a final of 34-16. Lyman improves their record to 9-1 on the season. They will take on the winner of Gregory versus Woolsey Wessington. That game is nearing halftime with Gregory out in front, and that game will be here in Fresho, and that will be the matchup we have for you on KPLO. It was a first half that was controlled by Lyman, who won the toss, took the football first, and put together a very efficient, time-consuming drive. The Raiders go 15 plays, 70 yards in the scoring drive, taking over 8 minutes off the clock in that opening quarter. They score with 3:50 remaining in the opening period. A Tegan Gorno 9-yard touchdown run. 2-point conversion was no good. Lyman was out in front by a 6-0 score. Castlewood not able to do much offensively, but their defense made a play as they were able to force Lyman in a safety. The Raiders were going to punt on their second possession, but that punt was blocked. Tegan Gorno, the punter, chased it down in the Raider end zone, picked it up, and as he went to try to throw the football away, he was in the grasp. And with that, the official blew the play dead, or actually called Gorno for intentional grounding because he couldn't get the football up past the line of scrimmage. So that intentional grounding penalty while the quarterback was in the end zone, that's a safety, and Castlewood was on the board, and it was 6-2. Lyman was able on their next possession to get the football back. They went 67 yards in six plays, scoring with 3:37 remaining in the first half. Another touchdown run from Tegan Gorno. This time it was from 5 yards out, and the Raiders led Castlewood by a 12-2 score. But 17 seconds later, Lyman was able to put points, or pardon me, Castlewood was able to score a touchdown for the first time in the contest. One play, 56 yard. It was Jackson Schofield downfield from Lane Tweet. He made the catch in traffic, and then with nobody back deep defensively for Lyman, Schofield was able to take it in from 56 yards out. Lane Tweet ran in the 2-point conversion, and it was a 12-10 Lyman lead at halftime, as Castlewood was going to get the ball first to start the second half. And the Warriors got the football. As we go back to the highlight package, Castlewood was able to get their first lead of the ball game early in quarter number three as they take the opening drive and go 52 yards in 8 plays. And it was Jeremiah Wiersmer from Lane Tweet who scored from 3 yards out. Helped their team get into the end zone. Castlewood will spread out the Raiders as Tweet will work out of the pistol. Back to pass, looking. He'll fire it inside, and the pass is caught, touchdown. Reception made by Jeremiah Wiersma. He will score the touchdown with 8:02 remaining third quarter. Lane Tweet did a good job back there. No pass rush from the part of the Lyman Raiders, and Jeremiah Wiersma with the touchdown reception. Castlewood was out in front after the 2-point conversion was no good. And it was a 16-12 lead for the Warriors as the Raiders got the football back. But Lyman was able to answer. They put together a very good scoring drive, that was capped off while we had a little computer glitch back here in Fresho. The Raiders, they score on a 12-play, 63-yard scoring drive. It was Tegan Gourneau who ran it in from 4 yards out. Again, the two-point conversion was no good, but Lyman was back out in front by an 18-16 score, and then things started to unravel a little bit for Castlewood. The Warriors had an interception, which gave actually the fumble on a running play, which gave Lyman good field position to work with. They scored early on the first play, actually, of the fourth quarter. It was a Tance Wagner 10-yard touchdown run that extended the lead for the Lyman Raiders. Cole Gourneau with it. He thought to pass and then pulled it back. Now fires it upfield, wide open. And a touchdown for Braden Oldenkamp. And that was Tegan Gourneau buying time, and Braden Oldenkamp scoring with 3:05 remaining in the ballgame. Tance Wagner scored the touchdown with 11:54 remaining in the fourth quarter. Castlewood again turns the football over via the interception as Cooper Long intercepted the football. That was the Braden Oldenkamp touchdown with 3:05 remaining. It capped off a 6-play, 37-yard scoring drive. Oldenkamp scores the touchdown, and then Kellen Griffin runs in the two-point conversion. Lyman was out in front 32-16. And then the Raiders kicked off deep, buried Castlewood deep in their own territory. And the Castlewood quarterback, Lane Tweet, was trying to buy some time in the backfield. There was a holding penalty called as Tweet was looking for passing room in the end zone. And safety called a holding penalty as the quarterback is in the end zone. That's a safety. The Raiders score that safety. And the final score, Lyman 34 and Castlewood 16. So let's update scoring. Let's look at 9A as the Gregory Woolsey Wessington game is now 21-7 Gregory. They are just about out to halftime. That's the last updated score. Harding County and Bison are tied at 8. They are at the 8-minute mark of the fourth quarter. Canastota, check this out. Canastota leading Warner, the number one overall seed. So that could actually change things a little bit seeding-wise in the playoffs. Canastota 31-14. They are in the third quarter as Canastota leads Warner. The 9B playoffs, Harriet Selby is expected, knocked off Avon 44-14. Irene Wakanda in a real, real good ball game, knocks off Sully Buttes 36-30. DeSmet leading Kadoka. They are in the third quarter. It's a 14-0 score there. Hitchcock Dulaire knocks off Del Rapids St. Mary's 52-0, the final in that ball game. In the 9AA playoffs, it is Hamlin leading Hanson 14-6. Wall leading Bonham 13-6. They are in the third quarter. Hamlin and Hanson is also in the third quarter as well. Elkton, Lake Benton in control, leading Freeman, Marion, Freeman Academy 52-8. Parkston, looking good, knocking off our leading top seed, Howard 28-7. That game is just about at the end of the third quarter. In 11B, Hot Springs knocks off Aberdeen Roncalli 28-0. Elk Point Jefferson knocks off Redfield 42-8. Winner, the leading duel, well, that's actually final, 32-8. The Warriors victorious. McCook Central Montrose leading Mount Vernon Plankinken 22-6. They are in the third quarter. In 11A, Del Rapids leading Lenox 27-0. West Central leading Madison 21-0. Beersford leading Canton 18-8. They're in the third quarter. Also in the third quarter at Sioux Falls Christian, leading Dakota Valley 27-0. In 11AA, two games final. T Area knocks off Watertown 41-0. Aberdeen Central knocks off Spearfish 34-7. Yankton leading Brookings 35-7. They are in the third quarter, and at halftime, Pier is leading Sturgis. That is a 42-7 score. Sioux Falls Jefferson knocks off Washington in 11AAA 42-7. Sioux Falls O'Gorman outlasts Rapid City Stevens 29-20, the final score in that ballgame. Harrisburg knocks off Sioux Falls Roosevelt 42-14. Sioux Falls Lincoln leading Brandon Valley. They are nearing halftime. It is 21-7. Sioux Falls Lincoln. We'll take one more look at the 9A scores before we wrap up here tonight. But let's move on with our postgame. Our big play of the game is next. And it is brought to you by the folks at Golden Buffalo.
The KPLO Sports Big Play of the Game is brought to you by your winning destination, the Golden Buffalo Casino in Lower Brule, where you can play big. The Golden Buffalo Casino is proud of all our area youth and all of their accomplishments in activities. Your winning destination, the Golden Buffalo Casino in Lower Brule, is a proud sponsor of KPLO Sports Big Play of the Game.
Well, let's look at the big play of the game tonight. And boy, did we have a lot of plays to talk about. We could talk about the long touchdown drive to start the ball game for Lyman as they went 70 yards in 15 plays, taking over 8 minutes off the clock to start the contest. Well, that was big. We could talk about the Castlewood touchdown to start the third quarter as they put together a nice scoring drive of their own as Castlewood had a 16-12 lead over Lyman at that point. But our play of the game has to be that 4-yard Tegan Gourneau run with 54 seconds remaining in the third quarter. That capped off a 12-play, 63-yard scoring drive, and it put the Raiders out in front for good as they led 18-16 there, and they wind up winning this ball game by a final of 34-16. Finally, in our post game, it is our player of the game, and our player of the game brought to you by the folks at CHS River Plains.
You ask, we listen. CHS River Plains now has grain marketing at the farm gate. Barb Gorjewski and Jason Uecker are hitting the country providing grain buying services where it's convenient for you. So whether you prefer to call and talk to our grain marketers or have the origination team come to you, we'll be there. We can help build a marketing plan, execute a current plan, and help decide when it's the best time and way to sell your crop so it's right for your operation and your bottom line. CHS River Plains, making it as convenient as possible to build a successful marketing plan for your specific needs.
Well, we look at the player of the game nominees on the Castlewood side first. Lane Tweet, the junior quarterback for Castlewood, was steady in this ball game. Jackson Schofield with a touchdown pass, a couple big pass receptions as well for the 190-pound junior as he gets some recognition. Quincy Thu with some big plays for Castlewood in the night, through the night as well. On the Lyman Raiders side, some big plays defensively for the Raiders here tonight. But Tegan Gourneau is our player of the game. He ran for 3 touchdowns. He threw for another one. And he also had an interception defensively for the Raiders tonight. And Tegan Gourneau is our CHS River Plains player of the game. They are at halftime, or actually they are in the third quarter right now. With 7 minutes remaining in the third, it is Gregory leading Woolsey Wessington 21-8. Keep in mind, Warner trailing Canastota right now. Canastota with a 31-14 lead. They are starting the third quarter in that ball game up in Warner. So things in the playoff world may shake up a little bit, but what we do know is that Lyman will be here in the semifinals a week from tomorrow, here on Friday night, and that is a game we will have for you next week on KPLO. And we'll wait for the start time and what have you, but we will be here for the semifinals of the South Dakota High School Football Playoffs right here on KPLO. The South Dakota Office of Highway Safety reminds you to keep your eyes on the road and not on your phone. This playoff game was brought to you by 94.5 KPLO and our advertisers and the member schools of the South Dakota High School Activities Association. No rebroadcast in whole or in part may be made without the written permission of the SDHSAA. Our coverage of high school football tonight brought to you by the Dakota Prairie Bank, Halverson Oil, Ruman Ag, BJ's Food Center, Kennebec Telephone, Swenson Cowan Dental Office, Chamberlain Ready Mix, Bowie Foods, Fiery Brothers, Access Health, Apprecio and Kennebec, Fisher Rounds and Associates, Car Swap, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram, by the folks at Darren Boyle Sales, CHS River Plains, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, the Golden Buffalo Casino, By Right Seed, Agtegra, Riverview Power Sports, the South Dakota Attorney General's Division of Consumer Protection, Avera Orthopedics, the May Adam Law Firm, and Potsdam State Farm Insurance. Regional high school sports coverage on KPLO, also brought to you by the Jet Lanes, Venture Communications, Kimball Livestock, Tite Machinery, and Wagner Auto Company in Pierre. John Neff has been our technical director at DRG Media Group's world headquarters, and I'm Darren Boyle. Volleyball next Tuesday and Thursday. Vikings football this Sunday at noon as they kick off and take on the Arizona Cardinals. We'll talk to you Tuesday evening. Until now, have yourselves a great weekend.